Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belandi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
We're going to start today with my favorite moments of crazy over our current debate over immigration. Yeah, there is a world of crazy, almost limitless amounts of crazy. And if you think of it from just a spectacle point of view, oh my gosh, is it fun. Hey there, it's Doc Thompson pinch hitting for Dana Lash today. Appreciate you joining me. There is almost limitless craziness. And yeah, it's a serious issue. It's one that I care about. It's probably one of my top four or five political issues, and always has been, because it's really a pretty simple issue. Listen, if you do support open borders, well, then there's a whole different discussion. But as long as you believe that we should have some control over our immigration system, then it's a pretty simple issue. We'll talk about how we go forward and solutions and how simple it is a little bit later on, but let's just, on this Friday, talk about the crazy spectacle that is our current immigration debate. All right, let's start with Time Magazine. Yeah, that's still a thing. Who knew? Yeah, there is. There's still companies that print these paper periodicals, and Time Magazine exists. Their latest cover features President Trump lording over a little illegal immigrant girl. Not just any illegal immigrant girl, but the little illegal immigrant girl who was separated from her mom, the one near McAllen, Texas. You probably recall the picture of her standing center, a patrol car for immigration or border patrol off to the left, and she's standing looking up, crying, tragically, very sad, looking up at the border patrol agent and her mom. You can just kind of see the bottom half of their body, their legs. You remember that picture, the one that made its way around? Well, they took her out of the picture and put her front and center of Time Magazine with it all.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Micah Epler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. We are at historic Tiger Field this evening to open up a three-game stand against the Humboldt B-52s. Going to go over a little pregame here as we've got the managers out exchanging cards and talking about the sunlight that's down the right field line. So on the hill tonight for the Humboldt B-52s, they're going to have Craig Brodmann on the hill for him tonight. He comes in with a 1-0 record and a 1.93 3 ERA, and he's got 5 strikeouts on the season. And the key tonight for the 45s is going to be the hitters of the 45s getting on to him and getting on to Brodmann early. We've got Kuhn, Dobbin, Carlson. The Colt 45s have been hot at the plate as of recent, and they're going to look to keep that trend alive and also look to pick up Andrew Eppenbach, who's going to be on the hill tonight for the 45s. Eppenbach got the win last Sunday against the Solano Mudcats, and he will take the hill again tonight to start this three-game opener. And that is going to be what we're looking to do here tonight, folks. It's going to be a good one, so hang in here with us. We're going to listen here to the national anthem, and we will be back for first pitch. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number Dual Temp Layer Bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Dr. Short.
Dr. Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field, folks. I am Micah Epler, and I will be with you for tonight's ball game. We just heard a wonderful rendition of the national anthem. The 45s are out warming up on the field here for the top of the first, and I'm going to go over first the lineups for the visiting Humboldt B-52s. Hitting leadoff, we've got number four playing center field, Daniel Teasley. Batting second, number nine, the second baseman, Kyler Arenado. Hitting third, we've got number 23, the first baseman, Aiden Morris. Hitting cleanup, number 19, the third baseman, Tommy Gale. Batting fifth, number 21, the shortstop, Robbie Carling. Batting sixth, number 10, the left fielder, Logan Hall. Batting 7th, number 25, the catcher, Sam Nastari. Batting 8th, we've got number 15, the designated hitter, James Garcia. And batting in the 9th spot, we've got number 11, the right fielder, David Ortiz. Not to be confused with Big Poppy, but that's going to round out the starting lineup for the 52s. As I mentioned in the pregame, on the hill for them tonight is going to be number 28. That's Craig Brodman. As I mentioned, Brodman comes in with a 1-0 record, a 1.93 ERA with 5 strikeouts and 4 walks on the season. And now the starting lineup for your home team, Red and Colt 45s. Batting leadoff, we've got number 23, the center fielder, Lane Pritchard, followed by number 11, the shortstop, Lorenzo Debrecht. Batting third is going to be the third baseman, number 9, Eric Carlson. Hitting cleanup, we've got number 34, the first baseman, Alec Senieros. Batting in the 5 spot, the right fielder, number 13, Jake Gozo. He's going to have his hands full out there dealing with the sun here at Tiger Field until it goes down tonight. Batting in the 6 spot, we've got the catcher, number 5, Daniel Duarte. Hitting in the 7 spot, we've got the DH, number 4, Mondo Rodriguez. Batting 8, the left fielder, number 22, Kobe Zimmerman. And then rounding out the order for the 45s at second base, number 27, Derek Kuhn, who's been on a tear so far this year. And on the hill for the Colt 45s is number 18, Andrew Eppenbach, who I mentioned got the win last Sunday against the Solano Mudcats. He leads these 45s with 18 strikeouts on the season. First pitch right there was low, or caught the bottom of the strike zone, a fastball for strike one. First pitch, as I mentioned, 717 and a blistering 101-degree temperature. There's a ground ball over to Kuhn, who charges it, tosses it over to first base. That's Senieros over there, who makes a nice stretch for the first out. So quick work there by Eppenbach as he gets one out on two pitches. And that's going to bring up number 9, the second baseman, Kyler Arenado. So as I mentioned, it's a beautiful day here in Redding, not a cloud in the sky. As I mentioned, Gozo, with the before the sun sets, the sun is going to be an issue out there in right field. It'll be something to keep an eye on. As there's Eppenbach, he's working out of the set, and that's a fly ball out to left. And that was Zimmerman, who moved a few steps to his right and makes the catch for out number 2. So good work here by Eppenbach, as he drew a first pitch swing there and an easy fly ball out there for Zimmerman. And that's going to bring up the first baseman, Aiden Morris. 45s, or excuse me, the B-52s. We've got a numbers battle here. Got some camo-looking jerseys with the numbers outlined in lime green. Gray slacks, blue socks is the first pitch. That was a chest-high fastball there, as Morris swung through it for strike one. So Eppenbach out of the stretch here. He delivers. That was a nice-looking off-speed pitch that dove down in the zone, and Morris swung right over the top of it so quickly. Down 0-2 here center field playing, or outfield playing straight away. Eppenbach looking to have a quick inning here. There's a delivery. Ooh, just caught a piece of it there by Morris, and it fouled off of Duarte's mitt and back to the backstop. So Morris, a good job there staying alive. Your 45s coming off of a three-game series last weekend against the Solano Mudcats, where they took away two of the three there. As Eppenbach delivers, and there's a bouncing ball. Charging there at third is Carlson. He throws across the first. Eppenbach, Cinieros with the stretch. But Morris, hustling down the line, beats out that throw. That was a good play by Carlson. He charged it. It was a high first hop. Carlson charged. Made a great throw over there to Cinieros with a good stretch as well. But Morris is really hustling down the line. And that's going to be an infield single. And that's going to bring up Tommy Gale, the third baseman, and the cleanup hitter here for the 52s. So now Eppenbach working out of the stretch, and he delivers a fastball there that's low for ball one. Your 45s, with an 8-7 record on the season so far, have been playing really well as of late. Got off to a bit of a rocky start, but been playing well. As there's a fastball that misses on the outside corner for ball two, 2-0 here to Tommy Gale. On deck for the 52s is the shortstop, Robbie Carling. Cinieros holding on Morris over at first, who takes the lead. There's a foul ball back to the screen for strike one. As I mentioned, the 45s winning two out of the three last weekend. I was speaking with Connor, who mentioned that there was a 20-inning game last weekend. There's a fastball that misses high for ball three. So Eppenbach needing to settle down here just a little bit. Had a chance to have a really quick inning. And now has fallen behind to Gale. Works out of the set, checks Morris over at first, and here comes the delivery. There's a fastball, and that's ripped, but it's right at DeBrecht there at shortstop, and that's out number three, so good work by Eppenbach. We will head here to the bottom of the first. Your Colt 45 is coming up. You are listening to 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field and Colt 45's Baseball Tonight, folks. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. Also want to give a shout-out tonight to Reading Medical Group. This evening in the third Base Club VIP Pavilion, we have Reading Family Medical Group. The offices of Dr. Short, Dr. Harden, Dr. Maples, Dr. T. Sullivan, Dr. Bonnet, Dr. R. Sullivan, and Dr. J. Aratnam. taking care of Reading for more than 38 years. Go Colt 45. So shout out to Reading Medical Group. As we are here, the visiting pitcher for the Humboldt B-52s, Craig Broadman, the right-hander, just finishing up his warm-up pitches here. As he comes in, having only pitched one game, he lasted 4 2/3 in that game. But comes in with only a with a 1.93 ERA, only gave up one earned run in that one start. And the right-hander will have to take on the hot bats of the Colt 45s. As here we go, we're going to have the leadoff hitter, number 23, Lane Pritchard, leading off for the 45s. Pritchard takes a fastball that catches the outside corner for strike one. Pritchard last Sunday against the Mudcats went 3-for-4. He's batting 305 on the season, so having a good season. He takes a fastball there up high for ball one. 1-1 is the count. As there's Broadman, who's working out of the set, and that's a fastball that misses low. That was a called strike. I thought that ball missed low in the zone, but it was a called strike by the home plate umpire. So, now they switched on the scoreboard. So it was a ball, but it's all for naught because Pritchard fouls off the next offering, backing over the screen for strike two. So now it is 2-2. Pritchard had 5 RBIs in that game on Sunday. That'll help the stats, that's for sure. As he swings late on that pitch there by Broadman, that was a belt-high fastball and kind of fooled Pritchard there. And he strikes out swinging for out number one, and that's going to bring up the shortstop, Lorenzo DeBrecht. So let me set here the defense for the 52s. Actually, no, I'm not, because DeBrecht takes the very first pitch and hits a slow ground ball to Carling at shortstop. And DeBrecht, hustling down the line, beats out the throw there by Carling for an infield single. That ball wasn't very sharply hit. Kind of got caught up in the grass infield here at Tiger Field. But DeBrecht, hustling, was able to beat that one out, as it was Carling there at shortstop for the 52s. He was playing real deep all the way back up against the outfield grass on the infield. So it was going to be a tough play. And that's going to bring up the third baseman, Eric Carlson, who had a similar play in the top of the first. Wasn't able to throw out the B-52 runner. And she takes the first offering, and that's a line drive that's past Carling at shortstop into left field. That was a sharply hit ball there, and Carlson rips that one and moves DeBrecht to second base as well. So the 45s have something going here with runners on at first and second and only one out here in the bottom of the first. And this has been consistent. The 45s have been very aggressive, especially early in the game, jumping on first pitches, taking hacks early in the count, and they've been putting a lot of pressure on opposing teams getting runners on base. And that's going to bring up the first baseman, Alec Senieros, the left-hander, as both runners lead away. And there's a first pitch fastball that Senieros fouls off down the third base side, excuse me, for strike one. Let's see. Senieros didn't play in that game last Sunday against the Mudcats, so getting the start here tonight. As there was Broadman working out of the stretch, and he threw an off-speed pitch that Senieros was ahead of and swung over the top of for strike two, so quickly down 0-2 here. We've got the right fielder, Jake Gozo, on deck for the 45s, who've won two in a row. Senieros takes a eyesight-high fastball there, made him spin out of that one. Gozo's second on the team with 13 RBIs, so we'd like to get him to the plate with the bases loaded here if Senieros is somehow able to get on base, as he's 1-2 and he takes a off-speed pitch there that was outside for ball two. The 52's infield up the middle is playing in double play depth. Carling is looking to hold DeBrecht on at second. The first baseman, Morris, not holding Carlson on as Seniero swings through that pitch for strike three. So the second strikeout here for Brodmann in the first. Both of them swinging.
Right fielder, Oklahoma Baptist University.
And that's going to bring up Jake Gozo. Still with a good opportunity here. Two down, bottom of the first. We've got DeBrecht at second, Carlson at first. Carlson hit a really sharp liner out to left. DeBrecht reached on an infield singer. It was a slow bouncing ball to the second. Oh, and they've got DeBrecht picked off. Good pickoff play there by Brodmann as they got DeBrecht leaning to third base. Carling, the shortstop, snuck in behind him, and that's a pickoff. So that's going to end the opportunity here for the 45s in the first. We'll be back for the second inning. You're listening to Colt 45s on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's baseball, folks. We are here in the top of the second. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults here in the community. So thank you to them. As right away, we've got Eppenbach with the first pitch fastball that's inside to the shortstop, Robbie Carling. So we've got the 6, 7, and 8 hitters here, 5, 6, and 7 hitters here for the 52s in the top of the second. As that second offering there by Eppenbach was a fastball that was low but fouled off back to the third base side by Carling. On deck is going to be the left fielder, Logan Hall. So Carling want to try to bring in, after a good defensive play in the bottom half and with the pickoff play there, you got to try to bring that little bit of momentum, get refocused, and try to deliver here at the plate as Eppenbach delivers a fastball that nobody was going to catch. Shaq could have been behind the plate, wasn't going to catch that one. That one flew a third of the way up the netting. He's down checking the dirt on the mound. Might have lost his footing there or something. Not sure what it was. But nonetheless, here he is back in the stretch. 45's defense straight away as there's a pop-up to short center. And there was a bit of miscommunication there between Kuhn and DeBrecht before DeBrecht called Kuhn off just on the edge of the infield of the outfield grass, and he catches that pop-up for out number one. So that's going to bring up the left fielder, Logan Hall, who will be batting from the left side. So it's been good work by Eppenbach so far. He's only thrown 16 pitches, 11 of them for strikes, as that fastball misses high On the season, Eppenbach has a 3.46 ERA, and I actually was mistaken. He led off, or he was the starting pitcher last Sunday, but did not get the win as he only lasted four innings. But he has pitched 13 innings so far this season, and as I mentioned, has 18 strikeouts on the season. So pretty good ratio there, but he misses with that fastball high and outside. So it's 2-0 here on the left fielder Hall. Cinieros playing really close to the line down at first, as there's another fastball that misses high. So Hall in a very advantageous position, 3-0. Interesting that Cinieros is playing so close to the line down at first, but Gozo is playing well off the line out in right field. As there was Hall taking all the way, and that fastball missed high as well. So something to keep an eye on, at least. Eppenbach missing all four of those pitches high in the zone, and the one that really flew out of his hand, well up the screen back behind the catcher, Duarte. That's going to bring up Sam Nasari, the catcher, for the 52s. Hall with the lead, Cinieros holding him on, as that fastball is in there for strike one. And Eppenbach is throwing pretty hard. He's bringing some pretty good heat there. And he's been pretty consistent. He's thrown the fastball an awful lot. I haven't seen many off-speed pitches so far in this game. Hall leads away again. Cinieros holding him on. Infield playing regular depth as there's another fastball that catches the inside corner for strike two. So Nestari's watched two fastballs go by him and finds himself in an 0-2 hole with one out here in the top of the second. Outfield for the 45s playing straight away. Pritchard out in center playing Nestari slightly to pull as there's an off-speed pitch and rung up Nestari, who's still talking to the home plate umpire. He thought that was high or inside or something, but it absolutely froze and buckled him for strike three. So good bounce back there by Eppenbach. And that adds to his team-leading strikeout total, which takes it to 19. And that's going to bring up the DH for the 52s, James Garcia, the right-handed hitter. He's got a wide stance, but he takes a fastball there from Eppenbach for strike one. So Eppenbach, just as quickly as I said, hey, he's missed four straight. He's missed four straight high in the zone. We need to keep an eye on it. Has thrown four straight strikes. Hall with a good secondary lead off after that pitch there, but Garcia fouled it back to the back screen, and he finds himself in an 0-2 hole. So once again, Eppenbach with a chance to get out of the inning very quickly ahead of Garcia, 0-2. He checks Hall back at first and then throws the off-speed pitch. That had Garcia well out ahead, but he was able to catch just a piece of it and foul it back to the screen to stay alive. On deck would be the right fielder, David Ortiz. But Eppenbach has all of his focus here on Garcia as he checks Hall back at first, but then throws a pitch that was high, and that bounced off Duarte's glove all the way to the back screen, and Hall's going to scamper down to second base without a throw. So there was another one that missed well high. Duarte, he could have made that play, but it was a tough play, but bounced off the top of his mitt and back behind to the screen. So now 1-2 here to Garcia. Hall with a pretty good-sized lead at second, and as there's an off-speed pitch that slipped out of Eppenbach's hands, once again, over the head of Duarte. It hit the concrete panel at the bottom of the screen back behind home plate and then bounced all the way up over the top of the screen, almost into the crowd. But Hall now at third. That was a weird play. We've got some weird stuff going on. Eppenbach's going to have to, we're just real inconsistent so far. Things are either missing wildly or they're right in there. So now it's 2-2. As there's a fastball, that one misses low in the zone. And that's going to run the count full. So Andrew Eppenbach here, looking to get out of the inning. The 52's threatening with a runner on third here. But we've got a full count to the designated hitter, Garcia. 45's defense is straight away. Carlson playing well behind the bag at third. Eppenbach out of the stretch. Oh, that was a very defensive swing there by Garcia. But he poked it out into the he poked a foul ball out into the parking lot to stay alive. He was well behind that way. I think he was kind of fooled. I don't know if he was sitting off speed or what, but that was a very defensive swing and was lucky to just put the bat on the ball there and stay alive. And apparently that ball tagged a car, as we've got an announcement for a windshield repair service being called out here. So here comes Eppenbach now, working out of the stretch. Here's the delivery. That's an off-speed pitch that's also fouled back. And that one's into the parking lot as well. That one didn't catch a car, for those keeping count at home. So the 52's threatening. Garcia's done a good job to stay alive in this at-bat. Eppenbach looking to settle in and get out of the inning. Here's the delivery. That's a fastball. Once again fouled off. That one's out into the parking lot as well. So three straight foul balls into the parking lot. And Garcia doing well to battle and stay alive here. Pitch count, honestly, a little something to keep an eye on already is Eppenbach's thrown 33 pitches, but he gets strike three right there as Garcia foul tipped that into the glove of Duarte, and that's going to end the second inning. So the second strike out of the inning there for Eppenbach is we're going to head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Everyday Fitness and Training is Redding's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated, featuring 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Located at 2345 Athens Avenue, Everyday Fitness offers over 35 classes per week, included in membership, along with Silver Sneakers memberships and classes. We offer corporate discounts to first responders, active duty military, and U.S. veterans. Sign up now for a free week pass at edfitness.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field with your Reading Colt 45's Baseball. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults here in the community. So we're here in the bottom of the second in a 0-0 ball game. As there's Brodman with the first pitch to the left fielder Gozo, and he fouls that pitch out into the parking lot for strike one. So Gozo didn't get a chance to drive in any runs as DeBrecht was picked off at second in the bottom of the first. Getting another chance here with the bases empty, as here's the delivery by Brodman, and that's a fastball that about thigh high for strike two. So we're going to have the 5-6-7 hitters here for the 45s. And we'll see if they remain aggressive early in the count. As Gozo here takes a fastball eye high and outside for ball one. Gozo last Sunday was 2-for-4. He's batting .275 on the season. He also had an RBI as there's an off-speed pitch that bounces in the dirt for ball two. Pretty good pitch there by Brodman trying to get Gozo to chase. But he was able to hold off, so good plate discipline there. And he's going to get a 2-2 offering, which is here, and that's a fastball that misses low and outside. And that's going to run the count full. So good work here by Gozo. We've got the catcher Duarte on deck. The 52's defense straight away. There's a foul ball down the third baseline. Gozo stays alive. The left fielder Hall playing Gozo very deep, only a two or three steps in from the warning track. The center fielder Teasley shading Gozo to pull. As here's the pitch by Brodman, and that's popped up into center. Shallow center, the second baseman Arenado going back, but here comes the right fielder Ortiz charging in, and he makes the play for out number one. And that's going to bring up the catcher number five, Daniel Duarte. Duarte actually got the, he got the day off last Sunday. As he sets in, the right-hander got a wide stance. As he takes the first pitch, a fastball down low for ball one. This is game one of a three-game stretch here against the Humboldt 52s as Duarte takes that fastball high and inside, had to spin out of the way for ball two. Duarte on the season hitting .289. He's got two home runs and six RBIs as he fouls that pitch down the left field line for strike one. He's ahead in the count still, 2-1. Brodman so far for the 52s, He's got 24 pitches. He's thrown 13 of them for strikes. So pretty good there. As the shadows are starting to creep over the infield here at Historic Tiger Field, the sun finally starting to go down. Also going to give the folks here in the stands a break from all the heat. They better be prepared. Sunday scheduled to be 109 here in Reading. 2-2 to Duarte. Brodman delivers. That was a fastball that bounced about 2.5 feet in front of home plate. So must have lost his grip there on that one. And that's going to run the count full for the second straight batter. Duarte's been busy so far defensively behind the plate as Eppenbach has thrown multiple pitches over his head. As there's a fastball that Duarte is ahead of, and he fouls down the third baseline, hit a bouncing ball to stay alive here. We're in the bottom of the second. It's a 0-0 ball game so far. 45's had a good chance in the first inning with runners on first and second as Duarte half-heartedly swings at a high fastball that was about as high as his shoulders. Knew he shouldn't have swung at it. Swung at ball four. So he quit halfway during that swing, but strikes out swinging nonetheless. And that's going to bring up the DH number four, Mondo Rodriguez.
DH number four is also now making his first appearance with Colt 45 from CSU San Bernardino.
This is Mondo's first appearance with the 45s. So going to be looking to make an impact right away as he takes the first pitch there by Brodman high for ball one. The left fielder Kobe Zimmerman would be on deck for the 45s. The 52's defense playing straight away is a good frame job there by Nassari behind the plate. He framed that fastball that I believe was in off the plate, but he framed it on the black on the inside corner for a called strike one, so 1-1 now to Rodriguez. As there's a fastball that was up at about as high as the letters, and he swings through that one. He was looking to hit that one hard. Bit on that high fastball. And so it's now 1-2 here. Two down, bottom of the second. 52's defense playing straight away. Brodman working quickly. Here's the delivery. That's another high fastball, but got Rodriguez to chase, but he fouled it out into the parking lot towards the Reading Library to stay alive in the count. So as I mentioned, the 45's 8-7 on the season, got off to a rocky start, won 2 of 3 last week, and the week before took, I believe, a four-game sweep off of the visiting Indians. The Indians were overmatched as that was a pitch there by Brodman that bounced well in front of the plate for a ball. So it's now 2-2. And Brodman working quickly. Here's the delivery. That one also bounces off the plate. Another fastball. Good stop by the catcher, Nastari. But that's going to run the count full. So Brodman has taken every hitter here this inning to a full count. Has gotten away with all of them. And here's the deliver to Rodriguez, but finally caught up with him as that one bounces in. And Rodriguez, in his first appearance for the 45s, is going to take a walk on down to first. So good work by him to get on base. Good plate discipline. Battled to stay alive and battled all the way back from a 1-2 count to draw the walk. And that's going to bring up Kobe Zimmerman. Zimmerman last Sunday against Solano, he went 1-for-5. He did have an RBI. He's hitting .220 on the season. And the right-hander steps in. Brodman working quickly delivers. That pitch was low and outside for ball one. The center fielder, Teasley, playing Zimmerman to pull just slightly out there and left as the American flag gently starts to wave in a little bit of a breeze as Nastari heads out to talk to Brodman. Brodman's gotten a little loose here. He's thrown 19 strikes and 15 balls. And as I mentioned, has taken every batter so far to a full count this inning. So control has been a little bit of an issue. Not something that was apparent in his first start when he went 4 2/3. And only gave up one earned run and had 5 strikeouts. Rodriguez with a modest lead away from first as there's a pickoff play. And Rodriguez dives back in plenty of time. The third baseman, Gale, for the 52s, playing well back, 3 or 4 steps behind third base, but tight against the line. As here comes Brodman, there's the delivery, and there's a foul ball by Zimmerman. Off to the left. Good play there by Derek Kuhn, who's on deck to make the play there. It was a soft liner to him. It was a pretty easy play, but we'll give him some credit. Pretty good crowd. Not as big as you might expect for a Friday, but I feel the heat might have drove some folks away as Zimmerman hits a liner out to center. Teasley comes in just a few steps to make the play, and that is going to be out number 3. For the 45s here in the second inning, we're going to take a break. We'll be back for the third inning. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back to the top of the third inning. Your Reading Colt 45s against the Humboldt B-52s. We start the inning off with the right fielder, David Ortiz, for the 52s, taking a swing through that fastball for strike one. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. as Ortiz pops up that second offering there by Eppenbach just to the shortstop, DeBrecht. Real easy play for out number one here in the top of the third. And that's going to take us to the top of the order with the leadoff man, the center fielder, Daniel Teasley. So good work by Eppenbach so far, as his first offering there to Teasley is a fastball in there for strike one. Only gave up one hit through that first round through the order, so we'll see if the 52s pick anything up off of Eppenbach. As there's a breaking ball there, good pitch, had Teasley fooled, buckled his front leg and finds the inside corner for strike two. So quickly ahead 0-2 here against the center fielder. As he delivers out of the stretch, there's a bouncing ball right back to Eppenbach. Good snag there, right about to his face. He jogs on over, tosses it over to Senieros for out number two. So good defensive play. Eppenbach helping himself out there with that one for out number two. And that's going to bring up the second baseman, Kyler Arenado. Arenado flew out to left in his first at-bat. The left-hander wearing a protective sleeve on the right arm. As he stands in, Eppenbach working out of the stretch. That first pitch is a fastball that bounces in the dirt low for ball one. Eppenbach doing a good job here. He's really started to pepper the strike zone. As there's a chopping ball off the plate over the first base side, Senieros charges. Oh, but it's Eppenbach who able to snag it on his way by. He was going to cover first base, but he snagged it and was able to beat Arenado to the bag for out number three. So quick work there by Eppenbach. We're going to head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welch. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball, folks, here on KCNR 1460. We are here in the bottom of the third, starting with the second baseman, Derek Kuhn, who takes that first pitch low for ball one. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. As Kuhn takes that second offering, was a fastball about belt high, and he hit it foul down the right field line for a 1-1. So here goes Bodman as Kuhn turns to bunt, missed it. And that's going to be strike two. So pretty good play. Had the 52s are playing deep in the infield, so Kuhn would have had a pretty good chance there to bunt to get on base, but he did miss it. So now he's down 1-2. Kuhn is your leading average man for the 45s. He's hitting .400 on the season as he's hit a slow liner there to short, but kind of bobbled by Carling at shortstop, and Kuhn is going to reach on that error. That was a pretty routine play there for Carling, but looked like it might have caught him just in the heel and in the heel of the glove and caused the transition to be a bit awkward. So Kuhn's going to reach on the error, and that's going to take us to the top of the order here with the center fielder, Lane Pritchard. Pritchard swung out swinging in the first. The left-hander leads in. Kuhn, short lead off. Brodman checks him as that fastball catches the outside corner for strike one. So the 45s on their first run through the lineup, they were able to get two hits off of Brodman, so not much better. But they did have a good scoring opportunity back in the first. Brodman checks Kuhn over at first and delivers, and Pritchard reached out for that one. That one looked like it might have been low and outside, but he poked it off down the third baseline, and you can see he's tapping himself in the head and the helmet with his bat. He's not happy about that play. He should have laid off that pitch, but couldn't help himself and took the bait. 52's infield playing a double play depth. Brodman chases Kuhn back with a throw over to first. Excuse me. 52s have some pretty sweet hats. They've got navy blue hats with lime green bills on them. Kind of the opposite of, as there's a sharply hit ball to the second baseman, Arenado, who is able to snag it, and Kuhn, who was getting a large secondary lead, gets doubled off over at first for the double play. But we seem to have a bit of confusion. Here comes the head coach for the 52s, that's Scott St. John, out to have a conversation with the infield umpire. Not quite sure what we're discussing. Kuhn is still standing on first, even though the umpire called him out, at least I thought. And now the umpires are going to get together to talk about it. I'm not exactly sure what we're doing. The 52s catcher, Nastari, he's kind of laughing about it behind the plate. He's now talking with Lorenzo DeBrecht, who's going to be next up for the 45s. And I got to be honest, I don't know if I missed something. I'm not sure what the discussion is about, but they call Kuhn now safe over at first.
That brings you to the plate, number 11.
I'm not sure if he beat the throwback or if there was a bobble. I didn't see one. But nonetheless, that was the sharpest hit ball of the night there by Pritchard, who lines out to Arenado there at second. And all of that really just means that there's one out and Kuhn's still at first, and now we've got DeBrecht at the plate as he takes the first pitch and hits a chopping ball to Carling, who flips over Arenado, makes the turn over to first, double play. Taylor made double play there by the 52s, and that's going to end the inning. So kind of a bizarre thing, but nonetheless, turns into a 1-2-3 inning. That's going to end the third here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
The Affordable Spot Hot Tub Summer Financing Event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing Event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, 45s fans. We are here in the top of the fourth. It's going to be led off by the first baseman, Aiden Morris, for the Humboldt B-52s. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and adults. As Morris took that first pitch, a fastball, and lifted it out to center field, Pritchard ran in and made the catch for out number one. One pitch, one out here for the 52s in the top of the fourth. And that's going to bring up the cleanup hitter, the third baseman, Tommy Gale. Tommy lined out to shortstop in the first inning. The right-hander, he's got a long sleeve on his right hand. White batting gloves as he takes that pitch. That's deep into left center. Pritchard on his horse all the way back to the warning track, leaps up and makes the catch. What a play by Pritchard as he robs a home run from Tommy Gale. Wow, that is a SportsCenter top 10 nominee there by Pritchard out in center field. What a grab. That was absolutely incredible. That's one of the best plays I've ever seen live in any baseball game I've ever been to, amateur, semi-pro, or professional. That was a phenomenal catch by Pritchard. Absolutely fantastic. So, I mean, just heartbreak there for Tommy Gale, who caught all of that first pitch fastball off of Eppenbach. And all it is a long out. Holy cow, that brought the entire crowd here at Historic Tiger Field to their feet. A standing ovation for Pritchard out there in center. Robbie Carling now up for the 52s, and he takes a first pitch fastball and swung through for strike one. Wow. Folks, I can't tell you how good that catch was. I mean, he went all the way. Pritchard took the ladder all the way up to the third floor, up over the fence, right about the C.R. Gibbs logo out there, right in front of the scoreboard, and brought it all the way back. Just amazing. As that second pitch by Eppenbach misses high and outside for ball one, 1-1 now, and there's another fastball. That one misses low. Good stop by Duarte. So Robbie Carling ahead of the count, 2-1, two down here, top of the fourth. It's been a defensive battle so far, highlighted obviously by that catch by Pritchard. Carling popped out to DeBrecht at short to start the second inning as he takes that fastball there. That one was inside for ball three. Eppenbach taking a big deep breath there to try to calm himself down. He's been pitching good. I mean, he's got 31 strikes, 16 walks. He's only given up one hit. But he just doesn't seem like he's in the groove at all. It feels very inconsistent as he misses there. That's actually going to be his second walk of the game as he walks Robbie Carling. And the 52s have a runner at first here with two down in the fourth.
Now batting number 10.
So, yeah, Eppenbach, I mean, yeah, he's just got to find a little rhythm. Just seems to be real, real disconnected. As that first pitch there misses low is a fastball for ball one to the left-handed hitting Logan Hall, the left fielder, who was Eppenbach's other walk in this game back in the second inning. Carling with a pretty good lead over there at first. Took a good secondary lead too, but that pitch was popped out down the third baseline. Hit something real solid. Not sure what it was. As you hear the duck call in the background. I'm not sure what that was either, but nonetheless. It's a 1-1 count here. Ceniero still holding on. Carling over first. There's a snap throw. Carling had to dive back in to get back in safely. That was a good pickoff play there by Eppenbach. Kind of caught Carling before he was even done with his entire lead, so it just kind of caught him leaning towards the second base side. But once again, Carling with a good lead. Eppenbach checks him as there's a foul ball back to the screen by Hall. And Eppenbach now working ahead in the count. It's 1-2. Folks, it's still buzzing here at the ballpark after that catch by Pritchard. I mean, that's how good it was. You can see people are still conversating about it, still pointing out the center field. I mean, it was just a phenomenal catch. So Eppenbach working out of the stretch here. There's the breaking ball. Once again, looked like it slipped out of his hand and missed well high. Duarte had to stand up out of his crouch to make the catch so it didn't go back to the screen again. So 2-2 here, two down, top of the fourth in a 0-0 ball game. As Hall fouls that pitch back of the screen, there was another fastball. That one was about belt high there by Effenbach, but stays alive in the account. Nestari is on deck, the catcher for the 52s. He's still got his shin pads on and jog back behind the screen to get that ball. As there goes Effenbach there once again. That was the breaking ball, but once again missed high for ball three. So that runs the count full here against the left fielder, Logan Hall. 45's defense playing straight away. Infield back on the outfield grass as there goes Carling. He was running on the pitch, obviously, with a full count, but Hall able to foul it off back behind the plate, staying alive. So we'll do the full count over again. The light's now on here at Tiger Field as the sun has gone down almost the entire field now, covered in shadow. A couple streaks of sunlight still out in right center and right. As Hall, with a line drive there, that one gets by DeBrecht and out into center. Carling hustling for third as the pitch from Zimmerman hits Carling as he bounced in, and that's going to allow Hall to hustle over to second. So it was a pretty good throw over there by Zimmerman out in left, but it bounced into Carling as he slid into third base and then got away from Carlson, who was obviously trying to field that throw. And it bounced away, and that gave Hall the opportunity to run down to second base. So the 52s now have something working here, albeit with two down here in the top of the fourth, but they have runners on second and third. As the pitching coach for the Colt 45s is going out to talk to Effenbach, probably just looking to reassure him. And it's going to bring up the catcher, Sam Nestari, for the 52s. Meeting over out on the mound. And Effenbach is going to have to do a little bit of work to get out of this bit of a jam that he's got here.
Number 25, your beer batter, Sam.
And they've just announced that Sam Nestari is going to be tonight's beer batter. And boy, wouldn't Effenbach love to deliver a strikeout for these fans and get out of this jam. So Nestari sits in. He takes a wide stance just outside his shoulders, batting from the right side as there's a fastball. That one misses low and outside for ball one. None of the 45's infielders are holding on any runners. As we've got Carling, who's going to get a walking lead down third. As there's a ripped pitch there by Nestari into left field. Zimmerman fields it on the hop, throws it in. Good play there just to keep one run from scoring. So obviously that's Hall, who stops at third base. But a good piece of hitting there by Nestari, who sharply lined that one into left field. And the B-52s strike first, taking a 1-0 lead. And that's going to bring up the DH, James Garcia, who struck out swinging back in the second inning, but has an opportunity here with runners on the corners as he takes the first pitch. That was a fastball that he popped out into the parking lot. First strike one. So for as good as Effenbach has pitched, he hasn't been in many jams so far. There hasn't been many threats. The one threat he has faced, he's given up a run here, is Garcia swings through that fastball and now finds himself in an 0-2 hole. Senieros holding on to Nestari over at first. Hall getting a walking lead off of third. As Effenbach, and Garcia just reached out and poked that one into center field. Just a very defensive swing, but all he was looking to do was put it in play with an 0-2 in an 0-2 hole. And he just poked that one right out of the Texas leaguer in front of Pritchard out there in center, and that's going to be an RBI single. So that drives in Hall from third, and the 52s now have a 2-0 lead. And that's going to bring up the right fielder, David Ortiz. He's also batting from the right side. As there's a fastball that misses very high for Eppenbach. 1-0. So you got to think Eppenbach now giving up two runs here in this inning. Just trying to get out of it. You really just want to settle in and throw strikes. He's thrown 63 pitches already so far. 42 of them have been for strikes. As there's a fastball, that one paints the inside corner for strike one. Ortiz doesn't believe that one. Thought that was well inside. Chats with the home plate umpire. They'll amicably agree about it. But it is now 0-2. So Eppenbach really needing to get out of this here now. 52 is runners on first and second as there's a breaking ball charging at third is Carlson. He reaches, grabs it up on the short hop, throws it over to Senieros at first and beats Ortiz. Good play there by Carlson at third as the 45s are able to get out of the inning, but they give up two. We'll be back here for the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It only comes once a year. Carnival rides, fair food, view the exhibits, and stroll the grounds where you'll see crazy, wacky magicians, side-splitting comedy, and hypnotist Tyson. Enjoy country rock with Parmalee and Chad Bushnell, 7:30 on the members' first stage, and all the entertainment is free with paid fair admission. Tomorrow, come early and support our local youth at the KRCR Junior Livestock Auction. Bidding starts at 8 a.m. And tomorrow, it's auto racing in the grandstand. Come join us at the Shasta District Fair.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball here at Historic Tiger Field on KCNR 1460. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. So we are here in the top of the fourth. The 45s find themselves down 2-0 against the Humboldt B-52s, and the bats are going to start to they're going to have to get hot here. That's what they need. They're going to need base runners. They're going to need base hits, better play discipline, and some better hitting with runners in scoring position and pick up their guy, Andrew Eppenbach. And it's going to start here in the fourth with the third baseman, Eric Carlson. So we've got the 3-4-5 hitters. The meat of the order for the 45s is Carlson takes the first pitch there by Brodman in the dirt for ball one. Carlson singled to left his first time up as there's a sharply hit grounder to Gale at third, and he caught him on a short hop, bounced away from him, and Carlson is going to reach on the infield. I think they're going to call that a single. It was a pretty sharply hit ball, but it just caught Gale on an in-between hop. He could have made the play if he had charged it, but he kind of froze on it. So not sure how they're going to score it. Nonetheless, 45 is going to have a runner on, and that's going to bring up... Oh, they are going to call that an infield single there for Carlson, and that's going to bring up the first baseman, Alex Senieros, who struck out swinging in his first at-bat as he takes the first pitch, which was low, a fastball. Good stop behind the plate by Nestari. So 1-0 here to Senieros. Carlson with a modest lead as Senieros hits a deep fly ball. That one's out into right center, but Teasley over to make the play. Pretty good move on it there by Cienieros, but it's just awfully deep out there in right center. So you can see 370 marked on the light pole out there, and that's going to be out number one.
Number 13.
And that's going to bring up number 13, Jake Gozo. Gozo's the right fielder, and he flied out to right in his first at-bat. Gozo's second on the team with 13 RBIs. And he might even be looking to tie this ball game with one swing, but he takes an off-speed pitch there by Broadman that catches the outside corner for strike one. Infield playing a double play depth, and there's a pickoff play by Broadman that chases Carlson on back over to first. He was in pretty easily. The right fielder, Ortiz, playing Gozo, shaded well towards center. I mean, there's a ton of room down the right field line, as Gozo did try to hit that one out of the ballpark, but bounced it foul down the third base line, and he finds himself in an 0-2 hole. The catcher, Daniel Duarte, is on deck for your 45s. The first baseman for the 52s, Morris, holding on Carlson over at first, who's got his lead. And that's a pitch that was well outside. That one took Nestari out of his stance to snag it to his right for ball number one here to Jake Gozo. Left fielder Hall out there for the 52s. He's once again playing pretty deep, only a couple steps in off of the warning track. Is Gozo tattoos one. That one's deep to right. Teasley on his horse all the way back to the warning track and makes the catch on the warning track. Oh, my goodness. Heartbreak City there for the 45s. Gozo got all of that one. It says 406 on the number out there in center. And Teasley had to make that catch up against the wall in any other part of the ballpark. If that ball is 10 feet left or right of where it's at, it's gone. So a good move on it there by Gozo, who was trying to tie the game here at 2, and dang there did. And that's going to bring up Daniel Duarte, the catcher. Duarte, as I mentioned, struck out swinging in the second. Carlson away from first. Duarte takes that pitch. That kind of looked like a slider. That one missed outside for ball one. B-52's defense now playing straight up here with two down in the top of the fourth, up 2-0. As that pitch gets away from Nestari, and Carlson, good piece of base running, very alert, scampers on down to second. So once again, this is the second opportunity the 45s have had this game with a runner in scoring position. And Duarte handed a golden opportunity to try to drive in a run here. Duarte has 6 RBIs on the season and is looking for number 7. Arenado, the second baseman for the 52s, is going to go ahead and try to hold on Carlson at second now, who's got a pretty good lead. Here comes Broadman. He delivers a pitch to Duarte. That was a fastball high for ball 3. So Duarte 3-0 here. Got to imagine he'll be taking all the way. The 45s could use base runners. They've only got 3 hits on the game so far here against Broadman. And Duarte indeed does take all the way, but that one catches the outside corner for strike 1. So 3-1 here. Carlson on at second. In the first inning, the 45s were taken out of the inning after Broadman picked off. I believe it was DeBrecht at second base, and there's another pickoff play. But nobody covering for the 52s. Carlson gets back standing up easily. It was Carling who snuck in behind DeBrecht, the shortstop, on that pickoff play back in the first. But that ended a good opportunity Gozo had. Anyway, 3-1 here to Duarte. There's the delivery, and Duarte swings at a ball that was in the dirt for a strike 2. He's not too happy with himself because he took a gigantic hack at that one. I think he was sitting dead red, was just going to try to hit it out of the ballpark no matter what, and wasn't anywhere close to that one. So now a full count here. Good work by Broadman. 2 down. Here in the bottom of the fourth. Broadman out of the stretch. He delivers. Duarte, foul ball back. That's into the parking lot. Narrowly misses a car out there. But we'll do the full count over again. It's kind of like deuce in tennis. Just reset. We'll do it over again. 45s desperately could use a base hit here to kind of pick up Eppenbach, who's been a little inconsistent, but there's ball four. That was a fastball that missed low in the zone, so a good piece of hitting there by Duarte to lay off of that one. And that's going to bring up the DH, Mondo Rodriguez, who once again, this is his first appearance for the 45s. He walked back in the second, but now has a golden opportunity and could really bring some life back to this 45s team and to this crowd here at Historic Tiger Field. So Broadman again working out the stretch. There's a fastball that misses low. That was very similar to the last pitch to Duarte. As Nestari's going to take a jog out to the mound and talk to Broadman here real quick. As Arenado and Carlson have a chat out there at second base while they wait. Carlson taking his helmet off. It's still very warm here in Redding. But here we go now. Broadman back on the rubber and is ready to deliver. Kobe Zimmerman, the left fielder, is on deck here if Mondo's able to reach, but he was trying to hit that one hard and swings through it, hits himself on the helmet, shakes his head. He knows that's not the kind of swing that he needs right now. He was trying to put that one into the netting that's over the left field wall out there, and it is 1-1. Arenado still holding Carlson on at second, although very weakly, as Rodriguez takes that fastball. That one's low and outside, and he's now working ahead in the count, 2-1. Nobody holding Duarte on over at first. He's got a generous lead. Infield back against the outfield grass here for the 52s is Rodriguez pops one out into left center. And it's going to be the left fielder Hall that calls off Teasley out there in left center. So a pretty easy fly ball, but that's going to end the inning and the opportunity for the 45s. We're going to head to the fifth, folks. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Redding Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's baseball, folks. We have a hitting change here for the Colt 45's, and it's going to be number one, Andres Lara, the right-hander, coming out of the pen to relieve Eppenbach, who unfortunately only able to go four innings tonight. He gave up two earned runs, only four hits. But they were hits that counted. Tonight's ballgame is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. So we start with the top of the order here for the 52s. It's going to be the center fielder, Daniel Teasley.
Now batting number four.
Against Lara. Lara's first delivery is a fastball that's inside for ball one. So once again, Eppenbach's night is done. He only gave up the four hits. Also only walked two batters and struck out two. But nonetheless gave up the two RBI singles back in the fourth, and that was going to end his night. He got off to a bit of a slow start, a lot of pitches in the first inning, and that kind of doomed him to a short stint here in his start tonight, as there's another fastball there by Lara that misses inside for ball two. So 2-0. Lara working out of the set. There's a fastball. That one catches the inside corner for ball one, for strike one. My apologies. So very similar last Sunday, Eppenbach's last start against Solano also only went four innings in that one, so eerily similar in terms of the duration of his start. Says it's now 3-1, and there's a fastball. That one, that was kind of a box strike call there by the home plate umpire, and it was actually ball four, so Lara comes on and walks the first hitter he sees on five pitches. And that's going to bring up the second baseman, Kyler Arenado. Arenado, so far, he's 0-2. He's flied out to left and also grounded out to first. It was actually a great snag by Eppenbach, who made the play, as there's a fastball that bounces well in the dirt and gets by Duarte, goes all the way back to the screen, and Teasley's going to head on down to second with no throw. So Lara has come in and so far has struggled with his control. He's only thrown five pitches, but four of them have been for balls, including a wild one there. Duarte had no shot at that one. That one bounced a foot and a half before the plate, and it skidded, and it was also well inside. So would have been a tough play there for Duarte. Going to be ruled a wild pitch there for Lara. So the left-handed hitter Arenado now awaiting the pitch as there's a bouncing ball up the middle. DeBrecht over to his left, makes the play, good throw over to Cenieros to get Arenado, who was hustling down the line, but that does move the runner Teasley on over to third, and the 52s are threatening here again. That was a pretty good play there by DeBrecht that bounced directly over the second base bag. And DeBrecht, moving to his left, made a strong throw. And that's going to bring up the first baseman, Aiden Morris. Morris, so far, he had an infield single. That was to Carlson back in the first. And there's a slow roller. Diving play by DeBrecht. Makes the throw to first from the seat of his pants. And a good scoop there by Cenieros to make the play. So a good defensive play. Nonetheless, it actually allowed Teasley to score from third. But a really good play there by DeBrecht, who dove the infield and moved in with the runner at third and only one out. And DeBrecht dove to his left to make that stabbing play and then rolled over and then from his butt threw it on over to Cenieros for the out. But it is an RBI for Morris, so I think he'll take it. And that's going to bring up Tommy Gale, who was robbed in his last at-bat by Pritchard out there in center. And he takes the first fastball, and he fouls it back to the screen for strike one. So despite what he did in his last at-bat, Pritchard playing him pretty shallow out there in center, really. Gale also lined out to shortstop as he was trying to put that one over the left field wall. He was going to hit it away from Pritchard out to Zimmerman in the left, but it was a high fastball that he couldn't catch up with, and it's now 0-2. So two down here, 3-0 for the B-52s. And Gale swings through that pitch for strike three, and that's going to end the inning. The 52s played another one. It's 3-0 here. Your 45's coming up in the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home.
The parties and the activities are great.
I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field, folks. We are here in the bottom of the fifth in a 3-0 ball game in favor of the visiting Humboldt B-52s. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. So leading off here in the fifth is going to be the left fielder, Kobe Zimmerman. He's 0-for-1 tonight. He flied out to center. That was Teasley out there that hauled it in. And it's going to be Broadman who's coming out and remains in his start. Has gone 4 strong innings so far, only giving up 3 hits and has allowed no runs as that fastball catches the inside corner. And it is 1-1. 8-9, and back to the top of the order for the 45s here in this inning, as that's an off-speed pitch, looked like a changeup that Zimmerman was well out ahead of. 4, strike 2, he swung over the top of it. So the 45s desperately need to get something going here. They've been blank so far. They were aggressive early. I feel like they put the bat on the ball an awful lot, but they just hit it at people and haven't been able to drive in any runs as there's a breaking ball that misses well outside for ball two. It's now 2-2 to Zimmerman. The 45s haven't even gotten anybody to third base yet. They've been stymied at second as there's a bouncing ball. That's to the left of Carling, or excuse me, to the right of Carling, and actually sneaks out into left field. I thought Carling might try to dive at it and snag it, but he didn't. He just let it go. And that's going to be a leadoff single there for Kobe Zimmerman. So that's back-to-back innings that the 45s have gotten their leadoff hitter on base. But now they need to be able to do something with it. And hopefully Derek Kuhn, the team's leading batting average man, can do just that. As he reached on an error by the shortstop, Carling, back in the third. So this will be his first official plate appearance, pending the outcome. As he takes the first pitch, which was a fastball, outside for ball one. Zimmerman took a pretty big secondary lead there. I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing the 45s get a bit more aggressive and really try to force the issue here a little bit against these 52s. As there's a second pitch, that's a breaking ball. Good piece of pitching there by Broadman. And that one froze Kuhn for strike one. Once again, Pritchard on deck. Kuhn, so far this season, he's 10 for 25. He's got one homer and 7 RBIs. As there's a throw over to first, Zimmerman back in easily. He was only a couple steps off the bag there. I'm not sure exactly why Broadman threw over. Infield and double play depth for the 52s. Gale, the third baseman, playing about even with the bag, maybe expecting a bunt. As there's another breaking ball, that one misses low. Nestari attempted to frame it. Thought he might have got that call, but home plate umpire didn't bite on that one, and Kuhn is now facing a 2-1 count. Outfield straight away. Brodmann working out of the stretch. He's checking Zimmerman multiple times. As there goes Zimmerman. That was a bit of hit and run as Kuhn pops it out to center field. Teasley only had to take a couple steps to make that play, and Zimmerman has to chase on back over to first base, so the Colt 45s definitely had the hit and run on there. Zimmerman did get a pretty good jump if Kuhn had missed it or had put it in play somewhere where Zimmerman could keep going, but nonetheless, it's just an out, and that's going to bring us to the top of the order with the center fielder, Lane Pritchard. Pritchard, so far, he struck out swinging in the first and also lined out to the second baseman on a very hard hit ball back in the third. He'll be looking to do something here against Brodmann. Bat waves. There's another throw over to first. Zimmerman back in safely. Lorenzo Debrecht on deck here for the 45s. Pritchard on the season, he's 18 for 59. That's a .305 batting average. He does have four homers and 12 RBIs as he pops a ball up there to right field. That one actually looked to carry a bit more than I thought. And the right fielder, Ortiz, hauls that one in about 10 feet short of the warning track, but was a very easy play for him out there for out number two.
Number 11. Everybody clap your hands.
So far, Brodmann has really settled in here and has pitched a nice ballgame and really kept the 45's bats at bay. That's going to bring up Lorenzo Debrecht, the shortstop. The right-handed hitter stands in as he takes the first pitch, which is a bouncing off-speed pitch. Kind of looked like it might have been a splitter almost or something. But that one, bouncing the plate, good stop there by Nestari. Zimmerman back to first. Debrecht, 19 for 71 on the season, .267 average. He does have five home runs and is the leading RBI man on this 45 team by a mile with 29 RBIs. As he swings through that off-speed pitch, he was thinking about adding two more to his total on that one, but swung through that breaking ball for strike one. So it's now 1-1. Carlson, the third baseman, on deck. Debrecht waits in there. That was a fastball that missed well outside for ball two. It's 2-1. It just seems like the 45s, they only have four hits. It feels like they've had more. They've really done a good job of putting it in play. They just haven't hit it hard anywhere. There's a fly ball. That's a lazy one almost right at Hall, who takes six or seven steps this time. But camps underneath it and hauls it in for out number three. So the 45s again, stymied. They're down 3-0 here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The world's largest dinosaurs are coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park May 5th through September 9th. You can explore the amazing biology of supersized dinos in this epic new exhibition, great for all ages. The world's largest dinosaurs is organized by the American Museum of Natural History and presented by Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, with major support from U.S. Bank and Shasta Regional Medical Center. The world's largest dinosaurs is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, we welcome Michael DeQuisto with his take on what's happening in our city, what has to happen in our city, and much more. Also, let's address what happened in that immigration issue and what happened to just plain civility and how we treat each other. All of this Monday here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, Colt 45 fans. We are here in the top of the sixth inning. It's going to be led off by the shortstop, Robbie Carling, for the visiting Humboldt B-52s as he takes the first pitch fastball from Andres Lara for ball one. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. As Carling swings through that offering from Lara for strike one, that evens the count at 1-1. It's going to be the 5-6-7 hitters here for the 52s in the top of the sixth. They have a 3-0 lead. They've had three RBI singles that have been their plated runs this evening. Lara giving up one back in the last inning. Both they scored two in the fourth, one in the fifth. As there's a ground ball to the left over there, that's Carlson who makes a play at the right at the bag. Went a long throw over Senieros with a good stretch there at first and a great defensive play for out number one. Good play there by Carlson. He had to move to his right sharply and made that throw from foul territory. Made a good strong throw across his body to get the hustling Carling for out number one. And that is going to bring up the left fielder, Logan Hall, the left-handed hitter, is 1-for-1 tonight. He walked back in the second and also singled back in the fourth as he reached out to bunt for a single there and threw his bat at it as that pitch was well outside, but he had already committed. And that's going to be strike one. So an odd piece of hitting there. Looked like he probably just overcommitted to putting that ball in play with a bunt. Should have just pulled the bat back, but nonetheless, 0-1, as there's a fastball. That one misses low. Good stop by Duarte behind the plate. That evens the count at 1-1. So far, Lara having a little bit of trouble finding the strike zone, as there's another pitch. That one misses low and outside for ball two, as Lara has now thrown 9 strikes and 9 balls since he's come in relief of Eppenbach. As there's a fastball, that one catches the outside corner for strike two. So now 2-2. Crowd has made pretty consistent out here at Historic Tiger Field. Colt 45's defense playing straight away against the left-handed hitting Hall. As there's a breaking ball, that one broke down in towards Hall's shoe tops. And that missed low and inside for ball three, so a full count here. Senieros playing Hall to pull. Very close to the line as he swings over the top of that one for a strike three. So Lara's second strikeout. And that's going to be out number two here in the sixth inning for the 52s. And that's going to bring up the catcher, Sam Nestari.
So if the team will stand up, ladies, stand up, take a bow. Good job, guys.
So we've got a standing ovation for a local youth team here. They've got front row seats tonight on the third baseline. Getting to see a pretty good ball game, a tightly contested ball game, and a pretty good ball game thrown by the opposing pitcher, unfortunately, Craig Broadman. As there's a first pitch to Sam Nestari that he fouls down the right field line and out of play for a strike one. But there is some action down in the 52's bullpen. I'm not quite sure. I can't quite see who it is. I'm kind of blocked out by the light pole down there. But we might have a new pitcher to start the seventh. As there's a breaking ball there by Lara, for the bottom half of the sixth. As that breaking ball there by Lara missed low and outside. It's now 1-1. The DH, James Garcia, would be on deck. Nestari so far tonight as he hits a foul ball. That one bounces just over towards the 45's dugout. Once again we were reminded here by the announcer that Nestari is the beer batter tonight here. Nestari is 1-for-2. He struck out looking in the second, but had one of those RBI singles back in the fourth that opened up the scoring for this ball game. As there's a fastball, that one misses well outside. Duarte having to slide to his right to make that play. But it's now 2-2. We've got two down here in the top of the sixth. There have been great defensive plays for the 45s, but they just haven't been able to string anything together offensively. As that fastball misses inside, Lara thought that one might have been close, but it's called a ball by the home plate umpire, and it's now a full count here to Nestari. Nestari choking up on his bat just a little bit. Awaits the offering there as he swings through that one. That's strike three, so the third strikeout there by Lara. And that ends the sixth inning. We're going to head to the bottom of the sixth. Your 45 is down 3-0. They're going to look to get something started here in the bottom half. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to the bottom of the sixth inning here at historic Tiger Field. Your Colt 45's find themselves down 3-0. Tonight's ballgame is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. We're going to have the 3-4-5 hitters here for the 45s who are really looking to get something going. It's going to get started with Eric Carlson, the third baseman, who is 2-for-2 tonight. He's got two singles, one to left and one to third. 45s only with four hits in the ballgame, as that's the first pitch there by Brodman that misses low. That was a fastball for ball one. So Brodman coming out here to start the sixth. He's working out of the set. There's an off-speed pitch. That one misses low for ball two. Still action moving down in the B-52's bullpen and also down in the 45's bullpen. So you got to imagine we're going to see some pitching moves here. If Brodman has any trouble at all, you think his night might be done. He is up to 79 pitches. Oh, make that 80 pitches now. He's thrown 46 for strikes, 34 for balls, but finds himself down 3-0 here as there was Carlson taking all the way and took a belt high fastball on the inside corner for strike one. So 3-1 here. Senieros on deck. The infield for the 52s playing against the outfield grass as there was an off-speed pitch there by Carlson and Brodman fooled him and Carlson swung well over the top of that one for strike two. So that runs the count full. I feel like I've said that an awful lot tonight in a lot of full counts. As there's the 3-2 offering, and there's a short hopper handled there by Gale at third base, and he throws over on the run to Morris to get Carlson at first for the first out here in the bottom half of the sixth. Good play there by Gale, who has got caught on a short hop by Carlson back in the fourth. That time decided to charge it and handled it on the run and was able to throw him out at first. And that's going to bring up Alex Senieros. Senieros is 0-for-2. He struck out swinging in the first and flied out to center back in the fourth. He takes the first pitch in the dirt from Brodman for ball one. So The 52s also only have four hits tonight, but they've just been able to string theirs together. It seems like the 45s have hit it an awful lot more than the 52s have, but they have the same amount of hits and a 3-0 scoring difference. So just situational hitting, really. Senieros down with a 2-0 lead as there's a bouncing ball in the dirt. And for the second straight hitter, Rodman has run it 3-0. And there's a toss. The home plate umpire decided to toss it back out there to Rodman and bounced it to him off the dirt on the mound. He just gave it the flick of the wrist throw there, and it wasn't enough. So Senieros, the left-handed hitter, stands and waits. Got to imagine he's taking all the way, which he does, and he takes a fastball. That was in there. First strike one, so now 3-1. If we know anything about trends, this one might be an off-speed pitch because that's what Bronman did to Carlson. Oh, but that one was a fastball and bounced well in there for ball four. Senieros hustling down to first because that one looked like it might have caught Nestari, the catcher for the 52s, in the forearm, on the bounce, or something like that. As he's a little hurt from that. And now the home plate umpire is out giving Bronman a new ball. But we've got a timeout call. Looks like we've got the head coach for the 52s out there. That's Scott St. John. He's talking with Rodman, and he's going to take the ball. So we're going to have a pitching change, and we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back here in the bottom of the sixth with Colt 45's baseball. You're listening on KCNR 1460.
What is summer without our summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back, Colt 45 fans. We are here in the bottom of the sixth. We just got done with a pitching change. We've got number 26, Brett Irwin, the right-handed thrower, out of the pen coming in for the Humboldt B-52s. The final line for starting pitcher Craig Rodman, who threw a pretty good ball game. 5 1/3 innings pitched, gave up four hits, no earned runs, and struck out three. He did throw 88 pitches. But all in all, anytime you give up no runs and you go past the fifth, I mean, that's a pretty good start. So good stuff there from Rodman. Irwin comes in now. He's going to face Jake Gozo in his, and we've got Senieros at first with one out here in the sixth, and the first pitch there is a fastball to Gozo that he looks at for strike one. So Gozo has flied out twice. His last at bat back in the fourth was a deep fly ball to center that was about 405 feet. The only problem with that is the center field wall is 406 feet. as he takes that pitch outside for ball one. It's definitely been the hardest hit ball of the night for the 45s, followed by a line out by Pritchard back in the third inning. That was to second base. That was a frozen rope that ended up doubling off Kuhn at first. Nonetheless, Gozo here with a slicer. That's down the right field line. If it gets down... Oh, and that's a home run. It snuck over the right field wall. I was looking at it to see if it was going to stay fair, and it snuck over the wall. Home run! Oppo Boppo for Jake Gozo down the right field line. This time, so it's 310 down the right field line. That one went about 312. I mean, that one just snuck over. It was just a line drive, but good piece of hitting there by Gozo, and that's going to bring it to a 3-2 ball game. So all of a sudden, a bit of life here for the Colt 45s as they strike here in the sixth. So that's Gozo's 15th RBI on the season and fifth home run on the season. What an amazing piece of hitting there. I'm surprised. That ball carried. I thought that was just a liner down the right field line, and it got all the way out. So unfortunate start there for the relief pitcher, Irwin, whose first batter he sees gives up a two-run homer. And now he's going to face Daniel Duarte. And that fastball was in there for strike one. His first offering was low and outside for ball one, so it's 1-1 here to Duarte. As that pitch there from Irwin finds the outside corner, fans behind home plate not happy with that one, as it's now 1-2. So Duarte settling in here against Irwin. That pitch misses outside for ball two. Irwin seemed to fall off to the side. I think he thought he might have painted the corner with that one. Not 100% sure. It was outside for sure. Nonetheless, Duarte is 0-1 tonight. He struck out swinging as he pops one up here. That one's into right. I'm not going to say pop-up because I obviously have no depth perception. And that one was out to Ortiz out there in right, who had to take about three steps and makes the play. And that's going to be out number two here in the bottom of the sixth. That's going to bring up Mondo Rodriguez, the designated hitter. Mondo so far tonight, he's walked, and he's also flown out to left. And he comes up here in the sixth with two down and nobody on. Oh, and that pitch misses Wellhine inside and catches him in the helmet. He was able to duck out of the way. Just skimmed off the top of the helmet. Not too scary. I mean, obviously any pitch that hits any hitter in the helmet, a bit scary. But that one, he turned and ducked and it bounced. It just like glanced off the top of it. So he's okay. He jogs down to first. No concussion protocol necessary there. And that's going to bring up the left fielder, Kobe Zimmerman. Zimmerman so far tonight, 1-2. He's flown out to center and singled to left. And the 45s have a little bit of something going here. They could tie the ball game. It is two down here in the bottom of the sixth, but runner on first. As Irwin settles in there, and that fastball catches the inside part of the plate for strike one. Zimmerman hitting 220 on the season. He's got one home run, 10 RBIs. As that pitch whizzes well inside, he's claiming that it hit him on the elbow. Home plate umpire not buying that one. Not much argument there by Zimmerman, but I'm in line to believe him. Nonetheless, Irwin working out of the stretch. Rodriguez with a short lead off of first. Morris holding him on over there as that fastball catches the inside part of the plate for strike one. So now 1-2 against Zimmerman. Derek Kuhn would be on deck for the 45s if Zimmerman were to reach. Defense playing straight away here for the 52s as Zimmerman thought about chasing that one. That one was about shoulder height, and he was able to lay off of it for ball two. 45s, with as aggressive as they are, sometimes they like to chase the high ones. Sometimes. Irwin now working out of the stretch. He delivers there. That was a breaking ball. That one also misses high. And for the umpteenth time tonight, it is a full count. Zimmerman in last Sunday's ball game against Solano, like I mentioned, he went 1 for 5. He did an RBI, and he struck out one time in that ball game. As there goes Rodriguez from first, obviously with two down and a full count. But Zimmerman fouled it off behind the net to the right into the parking lot. I heard some moves from the crowd, so that one might have caught a vehicle. Some folks have cleared out here as we're now past the 9 o'clock hour. Pacific Standard Time. Zimmerman steps in again for the second offering and a full count, and he got rung up there. That was an off-speed pitch that caught the outside corner of the plate. Zimmerman seemed to know it, but that's going to be strike three, and that's going to end the inning. But the 45s do score two off of the Jake Gozo home run, and we're going to head to the seventh inning. You're listening to the Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field here, folks. We are in a 3-2 ball game with the visiting Humboldt B-52s. Andres Lara back out on the hill for the 45s, and his very first pitch to the designated hitter, James Garcia, actually went behind him. So, a little miscue there, and then... immediately right after that, James Garcia chases a fastball that bounced in the dirt for strike one. So we've had one ball that went behind him, and then he swung at one that was in the dirt. So even though it's 1-1, Lara might want to find the strike zone. Nonetheless, Garcia tonight, he's got one of the RBIs for the 52s. That was back in the fourth. He had a RBI single to center. He's also struck out swinging, so he's 1-for-2 on the evening. As there was another pitch there by Lara that got past Duarte, bounced in the dirt. 4-2, now 2-1. We've got the 8, 9, and back to the 1 hitters here in the 7th for the 52s. Lara, that pitch about belt high, catches the outside corner. Garcia not happy with that call. Gave an exasperated look to the home plate umpire. But it is now 2-2. And then he defensively swings at that one, fouls it off back behind the home plate. That swing was pretty reminiscent of his RBI swing back in the fourth, where he just literally just used all of it, just all arms, and just poked it out in the center in front of Pritchard. Lara now delivers the 2-2 pitch. That was a fastball that missed high for ball three. And guess what, folks? It's a full count, 3-2. You haven't heard that before tonight. Lara working out of the set. That's a fastball. That one misses well high and inside for ball four. So the 52s with another base runner, and that's going to bring up the right fielder, David Ortiz. Ortiz tonight, 0-for-2. He's popped out to DeBrecht at shortstop, and also grounded out to Carlson at third. Carlson playing well in on the infield grass, probably expecting a bunt. Garcia with a short lead over at first. Ortiz did turn to bunt, but then backed off, but it caught the outside corner of the plate for strike one anyway. So 0-1 here. The 52 is looking to tack on an insurance run, I'm sure, as Ortiz pulls that bat back, as that was a fastball that missed well high. We might see a snap throw here by Duarte, as that time Garcia had a pretty good secondary lead. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to pick him off, though, but that's a pitch that, it was a foul ball. Okay, I thought it got by Duarte, but was a foul ball off of the bat and on the butt attempt there by Ortiz. And that's going to be strike two. Garcia obviously running on the play. Has to return back to first base. Pritchard out there in center playing Ortiz very shallow. Gozo shallow as well out and right. Zimmerman out and left. It's pretty straight away. Here comes Carlson, the third baseman. Still playing in even though there's two strikes on Ortiz. That was a fastball there by Lara that missed outside. Now 2-2. The 52s haven't had a lot of base runners tonight, but when they've been on, they've made them count. Scoring three runs as there's a pop-up off of the bat of Ortiz. The wind kind of holding it up. DeBrecht goes back one, two steps on to the outfield grass and makes the snag for out number one. And that means that Garcia has to return to first base. And that's going to take us to the top of the order with the center fielder, Daniel Teasley. Teasley tonight 0-2. He does have a walk back in the fifth, but he's grounded out to second and also grounded back to the pitcher. So Lara looking to settle in here. There's a fastball. That one misses well outside for ball one. Excuse me, the bug almost tried to fly in my mouth here. So Lara's thrown 40 pitches since coming on in relief. As there's a short grounder out to Coot at second. He flips over to DeBrecht at first, who can't. Oh, he mishandled the transition with the speedy Teasley hustling down the line. He held on to the throw. But the 45 is able to get the force out there at second for out number two. Coon wasn't the greatest toss. He kind of like overhand shovel passed it to DeBrecht there at shortstop. But DeBrecht couldn't quite get the transition quick enough, and Teasley was able to get in there safely. And that's going to bring up the second baseman, Kyler Arenado. Arenado 0-3 tonight. He's flown out to left and grounded out to first and to short. The left-hander, there goes Teasley on the move. And there's a throw down there by Duarte. That misses over the top of DeBrecht, but luckily Kuhn in the right spot defensively to back him up. And Teasley with the stolen base. But luckily he's not at third base. He's just at second. So now runner in scoring position here for the 52s. Kyler Arenado with a chance to drive in that insurance run that we talked about. The left-handed hitter awaits the pitch from Lara, who's working out of the stretch. And there's a foul ball. That one bounced off of his shin. Kind of a late swing there. Number 9, Kyler Arenado. Arenado shakes it off. He's okay. One thing to focus on here, nobody was holding Teasley on at second base, and he was almost halfway to third. I'm surprised he hasn't just taken off yet. It's a lot easier to score from third than it is from first, or than it is from second, excuse me. I think a more obvious thing has never been spoken, but you're welcome. Lara now working out of the stretch once again. Nobody holding on Teasley there. He and DeBrecht are chatting at shortstop. That's how far off he is. Now Lara steps off. Now steps back in. A bit of a breeze blowing out to right. It's turned into a beautiful evening here at Historic Tiger Field. Arenado awaits. And there's a fastball, but he lines it right at DeBrecht at shortstop for out number three. So Lara able to get out of the jam. We're stretching here at Historic Tiger Field. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
NorCal Veterans Historical Association presents the 3rd Annual Military History and Combat Vehicle Show, June 23rd and 24th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It happens 1 mile south of Wind River Casino on Highway 273 at Old Sky Ranch Airport. Come see military combat vehicle displays, visit vendor booths, demonstrations, tanks, weapon carriers, jeeps, transport trucks, and much more. In addition, you'll see living military history displays, static displays, a large collection of Civil War, World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam small arms displays, plus military radio and tent displays. Don't miss this historical event featuring great food and drinks. If you're a collector or military vehicle owner, your participation is free. Admission for the general public is just $3. Kids 12 and under are free. Plus, veterans are free, and parking is free. It's all at the 3rd Annual Military History and Combat Vehicle Show, June 23rd and 24th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., 1 mile south of Wind River Casino on Highway 273 at Old Sky Ranch Airport.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field here, folks. We are in the bottom of the seventh in a 3-2 ball game. The visiting Humboldt B-52s in the lead. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults as Sweet Caroline has erupted here at Historic Tiger Field. The crowd really getting into it. I mean, who doesn't love this song except for every New York Yankees fan who is visiting Fenway? We've got a pitching change here for the B-52s. Now in to pitch is the right-hander. Number 22, Matt Mascow, as he relieves Brett Irwin, who only pitched two-thirds of an inning back there in the sixth. He did give up the home run to Gozo. Mascow going to start with Derek Kuhn, the second baseman, for the 45s.
Now pitching for the B-52.
As he delivers his first pitch, which is a fastball, inside for ball one. Mascow, the hard-throwing right-hander, delivers a fastball there. That one at the knees on the inside corner for strike one. He's working out of the set. He works quick, so here we go. There's a breaking ball. That one slipped out of his hands and missed well high for ball two. Kuhn tonight reached on an error by the shortstop Carling. He's also flied out to center as he takes that pitch low for ball three. Kuhn, 10 for 25 on the season. He's got one home run, seven RBIs. And we'll be looking to get a little rally started here for the 45s as there's a fastball there on 3-1 that he lifts foul off the right side. And let me tell you what, folks. I'm gonna dream about full counts tonight. We've had so many full counts, and here's another one. On deck is the center fielder, Lane Pritchard. The third baseman, Gale, playing even with the bag as Kuhn pops that one up into right. Ortiz comes in and to his right, to his left, and makes the play. Four out, number one. Pretty easy play there. And Kuhn is now 0-for-2 on the evening with two flyouts. And that's going to bring up Lane Pritchard. Pritchard's walkout song happens to be a P. Diddy song. That takes me back. It's throwback right there. But it's Friday, not Thursday. Pritchard takes the first pitch. That's a bouncing fastball for ball one. Pritchard tonight, 0-for-3. He's struck out swinging. He's lined out to second, and he's flied out to right. As he swings through that fastball, that was by him. Let me tell you what. Maskiao out there, he can bring some heat. He's the hardest thrower we've had in the game tonight, I believe. It looks awfully good. As he delivers another fastball there, that one was up about letter high. Pritchard couldn't lay off of that one. Swings through it for strike two. So quickly 1-2 here. Colt 45's continuing to run out of time. As there's a breaking ball, the first breaking ball we've seen from Maskiao. Good play there by the first base coach for the 45s. Makes that play, doesn't know where to throw it, tosses it in. And Pritchard gets a chance to make a barehanded play. So still 1-2. Gale still playing in at third. Rest of the defense straight away. Lay off that fastball, which was once again about letter high, but that one missed well outside. So now 2-2. DeBrecht on deck for the 45s. As Pritchard lines one out to left center. Good sliding play out there by the left fielder, Hall. He actually overran that ball. It was slicing back to him, and he overran it and had to make a sliding play backwards almost, but was able to make the catch for out number two here in the seventh. We've seen some good defensive plays tonight. And add that one to the list. So a great play there by Hall. That's going to bring up DeBrecht with two down here in the seventh. As DeBrecht was well behind that fastball for strike one. DeBrecht tonight, he's got an infield single. He also grounded into a tailor-made double play back in the third, and he's flown out to left. As there's a fastball, he rips that one, but it's right at Hall. Hall took one step to his left. So another hard hit ball for the 45s. They're just not finding ground, and we're going to end the seventh here in a 3-2 ball game. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45 fans. We are here in the top of the eighth in a 3-2 ball game that is being won by the visiting 52s. We've got a pitching change here for your Reading Colt 45s. It's going to be number 10. That's Noah Dobbin coming to the bump. Andres Lara did a good job in relief. He pitched two solid innings there in relief. And now Dobbin's going to take over. Dobbin is going to face the 3, 4, and 5 hitters here for the 52s, starting with the first baseman, Aiden Morris. So the 45s could really use a quick inning here and certainly don't want to allow that insurance run to the 52s, as the first pitch by Dobbin is a fastball. That one misses high and inside for ball one. Morris so far tonight, 1 for 3. He's got an infield single back in the first, but had the RBI ground out back in the fifth. That was their third run of the game. So he only gave up two walks, and he did strike out two and didn't give up any runs. So pretty good work there by him just to keep the 52s off the scoreboard. As there's a breaking ball, that one catches the outside corner. It's now 2-2 here against Morris. Seniero's playing well back at first. As there's a fastball, that one misses outside for a full count. Sorry, I couldn't help but laugh. Need to start shortening it. I'm just going to start saying FC. It doesn't stand for fielder's choice, folks. It stands for full count. As there's a diving play at second base by Derek Kuhn. He had to move to his right, dove, and made the throw from his knees over to Seniero's at first to get Morris for out number one. So another great defensive play in this ball game. There have been a ton of them. And that's going to bring up the third baseman, Tommy Gale. Tommy's 0-for-3 tonight. He lined out to short. He had the almost home run that Pritchard robbed. As there, he very first pitch, he pops it up. That's right at Kuhn on the infield. And he makes the play as dust flies from his mitt from the previous play when he dove when the ball hit it for out number two. So quick work here, just as was requested by Dobbin. And that's going to bring up the shortstop, Robbie Carling. Carling so far tonight, he's popped out to DeBrecht at short. He's grounded out to Carlson at third, and he had a walk back in the fourth inning. So 0-for-2, he takes the first pitch, which is a fastball, high for ball one. Pretty good breeze now blowing in. Seems like it might be blowing straight across the diamond left to right, as that fastball is belt high for strike one. The left fielder Logan Hall would be on deck if Carling were to reach. 45's defense is straight away. There's a fastball that Carling swings through for strike two. We've got a little cowbell action here in the crowd as the crowd trying to will Dobbin to get out of this inning and give the 45's bats another chance to tie this ball game up. Dobbin now out of the set. There's a breaking ball. That one missed outside off the plate. Trying to get Carling to chase, but he didn't bite, so now it's 2-2. Dobbin working quickly. That fastball bounces low and in the dirt. And it's the second full count of the inning. I I wish I would have kept track of how many full counts there have been tonight. I really do. I keep talking about it, but it's just amazing. As there's a line drive, hard hit ball there by Carling up the middle. That's out to Pritchard in center for a base hit. So a really good piece of hitting there by Carling, as that was a high fastball about belt high that he just ripped right back up the middle. And it was hit right on the screws. And that's going to bring up Logan Hall, the left fielder. Hall so far tonight, 1-for-2. He's got a walk and also singled. As there was a throwback over to first by Senieros, and they almost got Carling slipping over there, but he was able to dive back in. As first pitch swinging there for Hall is a bounce over to Kuhn. He moves to his left, tosses over to Senieros for the out. So 45s get out of the eighth. We're going to head to the bottom of the eighth. It's 3-2, excuse me. B-52s, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and open more doors? Get more value than ever before with free first-year tuition at Shasta College. If you're a first-time, full-time Shasta student, you're eligible. It's time to get more out of life. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply to get started. Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. We're here in the bottom of the eighth. 45s have the heart of their lineup coming up, starting with third baseman Eric Carlson, as they're going to face Matt Maschial out there for the 52s, who is in his second inning of relief. And his first offering is a fastball that misses inside for ball one. So far tonight, Carlson, 2-for-3. He's got two singles. As he takes that fastball, that catches the very bottom of the zone for strike one. Kind of a delayed call there by the home plate umpire, but nonetheless, it is now 1-1. Out of the set there, Maschial delivers a fastball that bounced in the dirt for ball two, so now 2-1. Carlson, batting .358 on the year, only has 7 RBIs. It's because DeBrecht in front of him has driven all the runs in. He's got 29 on the season. As there's another ball there that was delivered by Maschial for ball three. So 3-1. And I swear, if there's a strike thrown. Nope, ball four. Okay. Didn't give it the commentator's curse, or maybe I did. Nonetheless, this has been the third inning in the last 4 innings, I believe, that the 45s have the leadoff hitter on. So now we're going to bring on Alex Senieros, the first baseman. He's 0-for-2 tonight. He's also walked. So, the 45s. Off to the start they need here in the eighth with a runner on. Senieros swings at the first pitch. It's a slow roller to first boost. And that's Norris, who steps on the bag and then throws to Carling, who's covering at shortstop. And they get Carlson on his way to second for the double play. So there's your very unconventional 3-6 double play, and Carling with the tag out there. And maybe I did give it the commentator's curse because now we have two down here. So double play there. Ooh, as the wind is really picking up here.
Number 13.
At Tiger Stadium. Gozo up now. Gozo would like to replicate his last at-bat, which was obviously the two-run homer that came off of Irwin, who was the first hitter that he saw. So Gozo, 1-for-3 tonight. As Nestari heads out to the mound to talk it out with Maschial, make sure they're on the same page. Duarte would be on deck. Gozo this season, 5 home runs, 15 RBIs, as he was trying to put that one, into the Safeway parking lot. But he fouled it back to the screen. Must have seen the pitch that he liked, because he let loose on that one, but it's now 1-1. Maschial working quickly. There's a breaking ball. That one missed outside for ball 2, so now 2-1. Two down here, bottom of the 8th. 52's leading 3-2. And the 45 is looking to get something going, but they could do it with one swing of the bat here by Gozo. As there's the breaking ball, and that one bounced off of the catcher and then also caught the home plate umpire, who's hit him in the arm. He's trying to shake it off, walking out on the infield grass. I hope he's okay. Those ones sting. No protection. Catch you right on top, kind of like a Charlie horse in the leg. Nah, he's waving off everybody. He says he's fine. He's a hockey player. Not really. He's a baseball umpire. Nonetheless, it's now 3-1. Everybody's saying he's okay. Okay, here comes the pitching coach here for the 52s. They're just going to make sure that Maschial is on the same page, so we're having a little get-together out here. That's good for the home plate umpire. Gives him a chance to further shake out that left arm. And the meeting on the mound is now over. Ball girl came out, gave some waters to the umpires, who I'm sure do need it. It's still rather warm out here in Reading. It was a high of 103 today. Still currently 91 degrees out here. As this breeze has really picked up out of nowhere. Now it keeps kind of switching. Now it kind of seems like it's blowing in out of left field. But now we're back to action. So 3-1 here to Gozo as he takes that fastball and pops it back into the parking lot. That one absolutely caught a car. Someone's going to need to go fix that dent because that one went sky high. Landed right on top of that car. So it's a full count. And ball 4, as there was a fastball that bounced well in the dirt there from Maschial, and Gozo's going to trot on down to first. So another runner on here for the 45s. And it's going to be up to Duarte to keep it going. Duarte tonight is 0-for-2. So some would say that he's due.
Number 5.
The DH Mondo Rodriguez would be on deck if Duarte were to reach. Maschial now working out of the stretch. Gozo with a pretty good lead over there at first. And Duarte holds off on a fastball that missed down low for ball 1. So Maschial actually, he's come in, he's struggled to find the strike zone. He's thrown 12 strikes and 14 balls, but it hasn't amounted to anything so far. As there's a fastball. That one bounces all the way back to the screen, and there goes Gozo on down to second. So a gift from Maschial puts a runner in scoring position here for the 45s, as now the second baseman Arenado is going to come in and talk to Maschial, and Nestari is also going to go out and talk to him. Looks like they're trying to talk him down, just kind of get him settled back in here, try to see if he can find the strike zone. It So now the 45s with a runner on second in scoring position. Duarte at the plate waves his bat. Mascow out of the stretch delivers. There's a fastball that Duarte was behind and he misses. 2-1. Duarte, 6 RBIs on the season with a chance here to add to that total with Gozo out there at second. Nobody holding him on. He's got a big lead, but there's a fastball that was well high and inside for ball 3. So Mascow really struggling to find the strike zone, really struggling with his control. I don't see nobody down. Nobody in action down in the bullpen for the 52, so it looks like they're going to ride Mascow out here as he delivers the fastball. That one misses well high, too, for ball 4. And that kind of brings the crowd to life here. There hasn't been a lot to cheer about. And now head coach Scott St. John going to come out and talk to Mascow as we're going to have a defensive change. That looks like number 15. Oh, and a pitching change, too. So even though we didn't see anybody warming up, we're going to have a pitching change. So we're going to take a quick break here. We'll take a 2-minute break, and I'll give you the defensive and pitching substitutions when we get back. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Coming to the historic Cascade Theater Movie Palace screen, it's an Annie sing-along party, and you're invited. It's the movie musical with all the words on the screen, a great opportunity to slap on a curly red wig and sing your heart out with the rest of the audience. It's the Annie sing-along party at the Cascade Theater, Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get your tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Let me ask you something. When is the last time you went to the range and shot your personal protection firearm? With this problem in mind, we at Northern Firearms Instruction have developed the NFI Defensive Pistol Course, taught one Sunday a month from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Reading Gun Club. This class reviews all the important concepts of the use of a pistol for self-defense. Bring 100 cartridges and your firearm to spend 5 hours with a certified NRA instructor. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, welcome back, folks. So I'm actually still trying to figure out some of the changes. It looks like we've got number 19, Tommy Gale, who was playing third base, into pitch for the 52s. I did see that we had James Garcia, number 15, he headed out to right field. And then I'm not quite sure who's at third as of yet. It looks like number 9. So that's number 9. But unfortunately, that's Kyler Arenado, so he was playing second base. Okay, so we got Arenado now, who was at second, now at third. I'm guessing that what we got here is that we've got David Ortiz, who was in right, is now playing second base. So we kind of just did a shuffle, and we just brought in a guy who was playing third base in the pitch. And so James Garcia is the only new person that entered the game, but he entered in right. Ortiz, who was in right, went to second. Arenado, who was at second, went to third. And then Tommy Gale, who was at third, came into pitch. Everybody get that? I don't know if I did. Gale's first offering to to, excuse me, sorry, I'm all over the map here. That's Daniel, nope, it's not Duarte, that's Mondo Rodriguez. Was a strike, and then Rodriguez just ripped that second pitch. It was a fastball, it was a sharply hit liner down the left field line and was just foul. So let's reset here. We've got Tommy Gale, the former third baseman, now pitching. We've got Mondo Rodriguez, the DH for your Colt 45s. He's up to bat. He's in an 0-2 hole, but we've got runners at first and second with two down, with the 45s trailing 3-2 here. Gale now delivers out of the stretch, and that was a breaking ball that Rodriguez had to bail out on, and it just missed him. So for ball one there. So Gale now working out of the stretch. Nobody holding runners on. As there's another breaking ball, Mondo Rodriguez reaches out and pokes one. That's to the shortstop, Carling, who tosses over to second, which is going to be Ortiz for out number three. And the 52s are able to get out of the jam. We're going to head to the top of the ninth with the B-52s up 3-2. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Stunning and breathtakingly beautiful, passionate, artistic and musical excellence. These are all words that have been spoken in expression of how people feel after experiencing an evening of Spanish flamenco by dancer Savannah Fuentes. On Friday, June 29th, you too can see the beauty of this dance and hear the musical stylings brought in a live concert by flamenco dancer Savannah Fuentes, singer Jose Moreno, and guitarist Pedro Cortez, live in concert at Reading School of the Arts beginning at 8 p.m. Friday, June 29th. To get tickets for this June 29th concert, go to brownpapertickets.com. That's brownpapertickets.com and type in the word Feria, spelled F-E-R-I-A. Or for more information on an evening of Spanish flamenco, call Patrick at 510-1903. That's 510-1903.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back to historic Tiger Field in the top of the ninth of the first game of a three-game set against the Humboldt B-52s. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. So leading off here for the 52s in the top of the ninth is going to be the catcher, Sam Nastari. Noah Dobbin still on the bump for the 45s. His first pitch well high and over the head of the catcher, Duarte, for ball one. The 45s could really use some quick work here by Dobbin, who did so in the eighth inning, but needed again as they find themselves down a run. They want to give their bats a chance here as there's a second fastball by Dobbin. That one must have missed low for ball two, so 2-0 here. On Nastari, who is 1-for-3 tonight. He struck out twice but has one of the RBIs. But he takes ball three there by Dobbin. That one bounced in, and there's some life coming out of the B-52's dugout as they're cheering each pitch that misses the zone. 45's defense straight away. As there's a pitch, Nastari was taken all the way for strike one. This is going to be the 6, 7, and 8 hitters in the lineup for the 52s. Dobbin working out of the set. Here he goes. He delivers. And there's a sharply hit ball. DeBrecht to his right. Steps into his throw. Strong throw over to first. Four out number one. Good play there by DeBrecht. Strong throw to get the first out of the inning. Dobbin will gladly take that kind of help back behind him. That's going to bring up the DH, James Garcia. Garcia has one of the other RBIs from back in the fourth inning. So he's 1-for-2, and he check swings there on a fastball for strike one. Garcia one-hand swings that one. That was an old, younger Alex Rodriguez-type swing there that just kind of one-handed it, but he missed it. So it's 0-2. So Garcia now, he was the DH. He's now playing in right field, I believe, as there's a breaking ball that slipped out of Dobbins' hands. We've kind of said that a lot tonight. There's been a lot of breaking balls that have missed well high in the zone that just have left the hands early of these of the pitchers tonight. So Garcia takes that next offering. That one's down low in the dirt, and that evens the count at 2-2. So Garcia, who was the DH, is now in right field. As Dobbins offering there, well, the fastball that was over the plate, but it's popped out foul into the parking lot. We've had some folks leave the ballpark tonight, so the parking lot a little bit more empty. So 2-2 still. Here's Dobbin out of the stretch, and looked like, well, I'm not sure. Garcia just waved at it. I wasn't sure if he actually caught a piece of it or not, but the home plate umpire finally made a delayed foul ball call as that ball had gotten by Duarte. So we'll do 2-2 over again. Dobbin delivers. There's another breaking ball. That one slipped well out of his hand, too, and Duarte had to jump, actually get off the ground to catch that one. And wouldn't you know it, full count. Dobbin now out of the set delivers. There's a fastball. That one was about belt high, but Garcia able to fight that one off. That one's into the parking lot down the right field line. So we'll do full count part due. Dobbin delivers here. There's a fastball. That one's ripped hard. That's right in between the shortstop and third baseman and out into left field. Hard struck ball there by Garcia. And the 52s have a runner on here in the top of the ninth. And that is going to bring up David Ortiz, who was in right. And so I believe that he's now playing second base for those keeping score at home. As there was another snap throw by Dobbin. The 45s have done that a couple times tonight where before the B-52's batter's even in the box, they make a snap throw over to first, and it's been close a couple times. So here comes Ortiz. He's 0-for-3 tonight. He takes the delivering there by Dobbin. He tried to bunt, but fouled it back to the screen for strike one. Back to the top of the order with Daniel Teasley on deck for the 52s. There's a snap throw over to first. Boy, if that was a better throw. So that was a high throw by Dobbin, but totally caught Garcia sleeping over there. And if it was a better throw, they would have had him. But since it was high, Garcia had a chance to dive in under the tag. As there's a bounty ball up the middle, right to DeBrecht at first. He steps on second, throws over to first. Double play. 45s get out of the inning. And here it is, folks. It all comes down to this. We're going to come back to the bottom of the ninth. It's 3-2, B-52s. We'll see if your 45s can eke out a win here. So you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new vines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field, folks. We are here in the bottom of the ninth. Tommy Gale back on the mound to try to close this thing out for the B-52s. He's going to have to face Kobe Zimmerman, Derek Kuhn, and Lane Pritchard to do so. But his first pitch is a fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. As that second pitch there by Gale was an off-speed pitch, a slider that missed outside for ball one. So 1-1 here. Zimmerman, 1-for-3 tonight, would like to make it 2-for-4. As he watches that off-speed pitch break back in over the plate for strike two. So 1-2. It's been good work by the bullpen here for the B-52s tonight. As that fastball is high and outside for ball one, the only mistake that they've made is obviously the one pitch to Gozo that he took deep to right, and that was off of Brett Irwin, the very first batter that Irwin faced. As Zimmerman is able to foul off that off-speed pitch back to the net to stay alive, it is 2-2. Fans stomping their feet here, trying to urge on these 45s. Try to get something going here. Gale working out of the set, delivers, and there's a foul ball down the right field line. So good work there by Zimmerman to stay alive. And it's still 2-2. B-52's defense is straight away. They need three outs to close this game out. There's been a lot of great defensive plays in tonight's ball game. Zimmerman awaits the pitch, and he fouls that one back to the screen. So good work here by Zimmerman, battling through this. So there's the charge horn. You can hear a train in the background passing through the town tonight. Zimmerman awaits the offering from Gale. Here it is. As he pops it up, that's going to be on the infield. That's going to be Ortiz that charges it and makes the play for out number one. So the 45s down to their final two outs now, but it's up to Derek Kuhn, which the 45s could be in a worse position. Kuhn, the leading batting average man on the squad tonight, he is 0-for-2. He did reach on an error back in the third, but he's going to look to get off the schneid here and get it going. So Gale continuing to work out of the set. First pitch is a breaking ball that's in there for strike one. So pretty good work here by Gale, who was the starting third baseman in this game and has come on as the closer. Kuhn awaits, bat on his shoulder. There's a fastball. That one misses outside for ball one. Got Lane Pritchard on deck. Yep. The 45s just need base runners at this point. Need men on base. Comes Gale, the delivery. That's a breaking ball that had Kuhn fooled. He was way out ahead of it, and he swung through that one for strike two. I believe he caught a piece of it. But it's strike two, so 1-2 now. As the coaching staff from the B-52s is hollering out to Gale, offering up some encouragement, they're clapping their hands. This would be a good win here. The 45s only have five hits on the evening as Coon's able to foul that one back to the net. That was a fastball to stay alive in the count. 1-2. Each team does have an error, but the defense has really been stout all the way around. We've seen great plays throughout this entire game. And the ball has been put in play an awful lot tonight. Just hasn't found a lot of holes, especially for the 45s. They've put it in play an awful lot, hit it hard. But it's at people as Coon gets run up on a breaking ball that's on the inside corner for strike three. He's upset. He thought that was inside. But that's two down here in the bottom of the ninth, and it's up to Lane Pritchard, the center fielder, to keep the hopes alive for the Colt 45s. Gale looking to close this thing out. DeBrecht would be on deck. Got to imagine. Pritchard's going to be looking to put it in play and just give DeBrecht, who's the leading RBI man for the 45s, a chance. As Pritchard takes the first pitch outside, it was a fastball for ball one. Gale working out of the set, delivers. There's a breaking ball. That one misses inside for ball two. So Pritchard in a good spot here, ahead of the count, 2-0. Defense still straight away. Gale working out of the set. Here he comes. There's the delivery. There's another breaking ball. That one misses well outside, though. So Pritchard now in a great spot, and it looks, I mean, it's 3-0 now. DeBrecht on deck just hoping for a chance to extend this game or potentially even win this game with a walk-off. As there's a fastball there by Gale that catches the outside corner for strike one. So 3-1, Pritchard was taking all the way. Pritchard now waits, waving his bat. Here comes Gale. There's the delivery. There's a fastball that Pritchard, that was probably ball four. Pritchard was swinging for the fences, pulled his head way off of it. And how fitting would it be? It's a full count, folks. How fitting would it be for this game to end on a full count? But nonetheless, here's Gale. There's the delivery. And Pritchard swings through that ball. Fastball, belt high for strike three, and that's your ball game. The B-52s take game one of this three games homestand for your Colt 45s, 3-2. And we will be right back with some post-game. You've listened to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The world's largest dinosaurs are coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park May 5th through September 9th. You can explore the amazing biology of supersized dinos in this epic new exhibition, great for all ages. The world's largest dinosaurs is organized by the American Museum of Natural History and presented by Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, with major support from U.S. Bank and Shasta Regional Medical Center. The world's largest dinosaurs is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
So welcome back to Historic Tiger Field, folks. Your Colt 45s drop a tough one tonight, 3-2. The opening game of the three-game stand against the Humboldt B-52s. That takes the 45s record on the season to 8-8. Broadman for the 52s. Craig Broadman gets the win tonight. That takes him to 2-0 on the season. The loss goes to Eppenbach, the starter for your 45s, and Tommy Gale, the starting third baseman, gets the save for the 52s. The highlight, there was a lot of defensive highlights. I mean, Pritchard with probably the catch of the season already, with the robbing home run of Tommy Gale out in center, took it all the way over the wall a la Ken Griffey Jr. back in the day and brought it all the way back. And then Gozo offensively had the two-run homer for the 45s. The 45s hit the ball hard. They didn't, you know, they swung the bat and put the ball in play, but they only ended up with five hits. So I think going into tomorrow's ball game, you're probably just going to get more of the same and just hope that the ball actually finds the holes. You know, sometimes in baseball, you hit the ball hard and you hit it right at people that have gloves on. And that seemed to be the case tonight. So once again, the B-52s take tonight 3-2. And we appreciate you hanging in here and listening to the ball game. Thank you for listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
American public needs to stay outraged.
There he is. That was, I believe that was Hillary Clinton's running mate, wasn't it? That was Senator Timmy Kaine from the Commonwealth of Virginia. He's got a recommendation for America.
The American public needs to stay outraged.
There you go. Sounds like a good plan. Hey, Senator, have the U.S. Marshals found the would-be presidential assassin that they're hunting across the state of Pennsylvania and beyond? Is James Hodgkinson's grave cold yet? We need to stay outraged. Good morning and welcome. It's Friday, and that's okay. I think that's just fine. And I'm not going to give out the phone number this morning. How do you like that? You know why? She's a broke. The phone. She's a broke. She's a no work. Is that culturally insensitive, do you think? Mocking the Marx Brothers? Is that what it is? Chico Marx. She's a broke. So we don't have the telephones as of now, and I believe that we have our crack engineering team working on that. We'll see how that comes out. But in the meantime, there is, of course, a great deal to talk about. The most important story in the world today is apparently, according to the so-called news media, I got to tell you, there must be people all across America losing faith in the American news media this year, this week, this month. I would certainly like to think that people are waking up to our news media and just how awful they are. It's almost impossible to believe that they are as terrible as they are. But once you learn it, you can't unlearn it. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. It should be recognized, and this happened to me when I was quite young, and then I went to work in the news business. But it happened to me during the Reagan administration. I was very young and wrong about a few things. I guess I was going to say naive. I wasn't naive. And I didn't have some gauzy view of the world. I was just wrong. I had been misled and lied to and deceived about a whole range of things. And then at some point, thankfully, in President Reagan's first term, I was able to take a look at things from a different perspective and understand, recognize, see that I was being fed untruths. I was going to college in Santa Barbara, California, and I was being fed untruths at the college that I was attending on a regular basis. I was a news junkie, really, and CNN was brand spanking new. Nobody really watched much of CNN. It was an obscure cable channel, and there wasn't much on cable, and you had to walk over to your TV to turn the channel on the cable box on top of the TV with a manual dial with numbers on it. But putting that aside, the news media was lying to me, and eventually I figured it out, and I'm quite happy that I did. Now, I then went to work in the news business, perhaps strangely, but I told the truth. Here's this crazy thing. I showed up to tell the truth and to report honestly, and that's just out the window. Boy, howdy, is that out the window. That's completely nuts. And watching what I'm watching right now, I've got some audio today, as I usually do, from the crazy people in the crazy fake news media. And I worked at CNN for 17 years. CNN is a disgrace. It's just an embarrassment. It's not just embarrassing to me. I'm embarrassed for our country. I'm embarrassed for television. I think television itself is being embarrassed by CNN and what they do, and the MSNBC people. But it is wild. It's a wild frontier out there, that's for sure. And our politics have never been crazier. I've never seen our politics this crazy. And I was 8 years old in 1968, but I remember 1968 enough, and certainly I studied it and read about it, and I continue to go back and look at it. I don't think so. They have the assassinations, of course, and the riots, but we're in a very crazy place as a country, and I'm very concerned, as I said yesterday or day before yesterday, with the way things are going. And that said, there is a lot of good news floating around out there as well. It's not just Melania Trump's jacket yesterday, which is apparently really big news, and it's got them confused. Very confused. They think that it's a code of some kind. They think that it's a code. That's what they said. It was CNN, right, that said it might be a code. And Allison Camerota, who poses as a news person in the morning, had some remarkable things to say that Melania Trump speaks fashion. Apparently, this is one of her languages. She now speaks not six, but seven languages, and the seventh is fashion. Therefore, since she speaks fashion, she knows what was the secret message was in the jacket that she wore. You know all about it, of course, right? Melania Trump boarded Air Force One yesterday, a secret trip down to Texas to see a center where children are being tortured, turned into a mulch, and sent to the gas chambers and the crematoria, just like Joe Scarborough said. And she got on the airplane you can buy it online. It's from some manufacturer, and they have this painted thing on the back. It looks like it's painted like graffiti on the back of this kind of hip-length jacket in green with a hood. It's a hooded jacket. And painted on the back sort of is, I really don't care. Do you? And being 2018, U is just spelled with the letter U, because we're becoming increasingly illiterate as a culture. And there's a question mark after it. I really don't care, do you? And this caused the greatest tempests yesterday. It could hardly be more absurd, but today they're puzzling on this like it's one of the great mysteries of the ages. They're going to go have to visit the oracle at Delphi or something to get the secret answer to what the jacket means, because it's got them mystified all over the place. And the news media, naturally, remember when they attacked her for wearing spiked heels? I think she looks wonderful in spiked heels. When she was boarding Marine One at the White House, and they attacked her immediately and smeared her and slimed her and called her names and the usual stuff. Because, you know, she's not a Democrat, so you can do that. She's an immigrant. They're supposed to love immigrants, right? She speaks five or six or now seven languages when you include fashion as a language. And still, they just, if she were a Democrat, they'd be carving statues of her all over the place. They'd have dinners and banquets in her name already. They'd be naming buildings after her by this time. But instead, because they're all Democrats and she's not, although I think she probably was until Donald Trump started running for president, just like Ivanka, who, boy, you know, she's just been a lifelong Democrat and she can't catch a break. It'll be interesting when she tells her story years from now, after her 8 years as president, following President Trump's 8 years as president, when she finally writes her memoirs as the first woman president, not Hillary Clinton, by the way, who's at home again peeling her face off of the kitchen floor and having to shower the vomit off of herself once again. Hillary Clinton waking up again this morning, and she's still not president, you know? She keeps waking up like Dan Aykroyd in Trading Places, rubbing her eyes and thinking, it was all just a terrible dream. I really do live in the White House. No, no, you don't. You're never going to live in the White House again. You're probably never even going to visit it again. You're never going to, because, I mean, you think about it. How old is Hillary? And then you got 8 years of Trump and then 8 years of Ivanka Trump. I don't think Hillary's ever going to even visit the White House again. I don't think she's going to be invited back by anyone ever again to the White House. Never. Closest she's going to get is the Ellipse, just sobbing out there, crying, with her face cupped in her hands, sobbing uncontrollably, like Rachel Maddow finding out about that Obama administration policy. Aren't they amazing? Yes, they are. Well, listen, there is a whole passel of stuff to get to. And here's something that I want to talk about also. And that is the news that happened this week, and I'm guilty of this myself. As my good friend Marty pointed out to me yesterday, haven't spent nearly enough time this week and now sort of looking back on the Trey Gowdy, the IG report, the hearings on Capitol Hill, all of the sinister and nefarious things that have been uncovered, admitted to by the Inspector General at the Department of Justice, Michael E. Horowitz, who testified repeatedly and revealed again and again, to the chagrin of the phony, baloney, corrupt American news media, that there was bias, and this is the word they use. It means corruption. And let me just translate Washington to English on this story for a moment, and I want to circle back to it a bit later. When they say that there was bias on the part of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, two other lawyers whose names we may or may not have, that looks like they were outed at the hearing, one of the hearings earlier this week. The other lawyers whose text messages and emails, all the electronic communications going back and forth, where they express their disdain, their hatred for President Trump, then candidate Trump in many cases. There is a great deal of corruption at the Department of Justice and at the FBI that have been uncovered. The IG report is full of revelations about corruption and at the Department of Justice, anti-Trump, pro-Hillary corruption. It's not just Peter Strzok, who is corrupt as hell. And by the way, it happened yesterday, and I don't think it's been reported, really. I was busy, but I watched a lot of Fox News. I watched some CNN last night. Nobody's really mentioned that Peter Strzok had his security clearance taken away from him. He's still an employee of the FBI, and there's been a lot of chatter about that, too. I suspect, and he was walked from the building to his deluxe parking space in a courtyard, no doubt, but apparently he was escorted from the building, which would indicate that he's no longer welcome back inside the building. At the same time, we're told that he continues to be, an employee of the FBI, well, and collecting a paycheck, and some people have raised alarms about that. I suspect it may be because, as an employee of the FBI, he can be held to account in ways that he cannot be held to account if he's not an employee of the FBI. There is an investigation going on. He is the subject or the target or whatever the technical legal term is for his role in this process. Peter Strzok is a target, I'll use target, of an investigation into whether his conduct crossed a line into possible, it's possible, criminal activity. And he could face criminal charges and certainly other disciplinary charges that could lead to loss of pension and benefits and things like that, as has already happened to at least one employee at the FBI. Now, for example, Andrew McCabe, the deputy director of the FBI that was fired a while back on the recommendation of Michael E. Horowitz, the inspector general, part of his firing was that he lost certain benefits. Not all benefits, but he lost certain benefits, and he's challenging that. He's fighting it. But he left the FBI, so he cannot be required to come back in and placed under oath, and they can't give him lie detector tests, or he doesn't have to volunteer for all of this stuff. We were told earlier this week that Peter Strzok, who has now been escorted out of the building, remains an employee, has been stripped of his security clearance. This guy was the number two guy in the FBI's counterintelligence division, which is a very important, very significant. He's in the hallway with the big boss, the FBI director. I mean, there are 37,000 FBI employees around the country. Peter Strzok was but one corrupt FBI employee, but he wheedled his way to the top floor at the FBI, and just a few doors down from the FBI director, next door to the deputy director, and bigwigs, and they're all having powwows and conspiring. And Andrew McCabe, he doesn't remember what the substance of the meetings were. And we're marching toward, we're in the midst of a process, and these processes are always, of course, extremely lengthy and unsatisfyingly so. But we are moving inexorably. The Republicans in Congress are meeting with some success over the obstruction of many people in the Justice Department and the FBI, slow-rolling the documents and redacting for political reasons instead of national security reasons. Well, most of this is just coming to light in the last few months. Is being completely ignored, of course, by the phony baloney news media. And that's one of the things about this week's big fake story about how the Democrats care deeply about children, which, of course, we know they don't. So if you're looking for the alternative, well, what is this about if they don't really care about children? It serves a number of purposes for the Democratic Party, as you're doubtless already aware, but among them is, we're not talking about how great the economy is. We're not talking about how the North Korea deal is holding pretty well. The behavior along the DMZ is noticeably better, according to reports from South Korea. There are no missiles flying. There are talks going on behind the curtain. The Secretary of State, who's being completely ignored by the news media, is busy getting things done. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the black unemployment rate being at historic lows, the Hispanic unemployment rate being at historic lows, because they're busy calling everybody Hitler and racists and white supremacists, because that's how they respond when you do the same thing that Barack Obama did, but you turn the dial from 7 to 9, okay? Or from 5 to 8, whatever. They've dialed it up a bit under this administration because they, in this administration, actually want to enforce the law, whereas the Obama administration did not want to enforce the law, so they didn't, because that's just the kind of administration it was. Listen, there's some border stuff, and there's some audio that I think is funny. I was laughing this morning how bat guano crazy these people are. There are the House bills on the immigration thing. Oh, I love this story. The Time magazine picture, the little girl, all their symbols are frauds. The child with Down syndrome stripped away from the mother, misrepresented to the American people by a corrupt news media, fraudulently misrepresented for political purposes, or lazy, stupid, incompetent. I mean, you take your pick. Now the little girl, President Trump staring down at her, turns out her story is not what the news media has been peddling either. The little girl sleeping in the cages that started this whole thing, that happened under Obama. Nothing is as it seems in the American media today. But I'll help sort it out.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
If your IRS tax debt is out of control, if you're over your head in monthly payments, there's a secret the IRS doesn't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in tax debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from individuals who owe back taxes. Participation and special initiatives by the IRS can reduce your payments by thousands of dollars. National Tax Credit Group is now offering free information on how to virtually eliminate and settle your tax debt once and for all. To see how much you could save, call the special service hotline before the program expires. Simply call this number, 800-875-4221. Don't miss your chance to reduce your IRS tax debt by thousands of dollars. Be protected and never contact the IRS without speaking to us first. In just 10 minutes, we could save you thousands. 800-875-4221. 800-875-4221. 800-875-4221.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. This free information could change your life. Call 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311.
Well, I'm told that our telephone lines are operable again, up and running, functioning as normal. And with that information soundly in hand, we are at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. It is a crazy world out there. Yesterday we learned, yesterday it happened, that Charles Krauthammer died. The columnist, the writer, the office author, the thinker, the conservative, the former liberal, who was a speechwriter for Walter Mondale before the Reagan presidency, and then the Reagan presidency turned him around completely. Started out as kind of a Reagan Democrat, and then just kept going. It's like, well, the economic policies make sense, and boy, it sure worked under Reagan. And then the foreign policy started coming along with the foreign policy also under Reagan. And then in the follow-on years, became a social conservative as well. Still didn't satisfy all conservatives all the time, which is fine with me. I don't live in a world where everybody agrees on anything. That's zombie land. Everybody agrees on everything, rather. Zombie land. All right, the truth about the Time magazine photoshopped cover, and a lot more.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster, and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Coming to the historic Cascade Theater Movie Palace screen. It's an Annie sing-along party, and you're invited. It's the movie musical with all the words on the screen. A great opportunity to slap on a curly red wig and sing your heart out with the rest of the audience. It's the Annie sing-along party at the Cascade Theater, Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get your tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Gervan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
I think in the interest of a bit of levity at someone else's expense, I should take a short break from the difficult and grinding news of the week and share a story out of Baltimore, Maryland. WBFF, which is kind of a strange set of call letters given the story. Cherry Hill is a neighborhood in Baltimore. Cherry Hill gang member, known as Butt Juice, is convicted, WBFF reports. A 25-year-old Baltimore man who goes by the name of Butt Juice was convicted Tuesday of conspiracy to take part in racketeering as part of his gang activities in the Cherry Hill area. Lamont Jones, a.k.a. Butt Juice, faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. His sentencing is scheduled for October 5th, according to a news release. Jones is a member of the Up Da Hill. All right, first word up, second word D-A, Up Da Hill, third word Hill, H-I-L, the UDG gang, and was also convicted of conspiracy to distribute drugs and having drugs with intent to distribute, according to the release. He and other Up Da Hill gang, they call it UDG. What happened to the H? Where's the H? It should be UDHG. He and other UDG members sold crack cocaine, heroin, and other drugs, reported the U.S. Attorney's Office. According to the release, the gang members and associates used violence and intimidation to protect themselves. Well, you can hardly fault them for that, can you? The UDH organization and their control of the drug trade in their part of Cherry Hill. Besides involvement in drugs, Jones, a.k.a. Butt Juice, knew that members and associates of UDH committed home invasions and street and bank robberies to fund their narcotics activities and committed other acts of violence, including shootings, stabbings, and murders. Don't you think murders should come first? Don't you think murders would be a higher priority than... I think that should come first. It should be in descending order of magnitude, not increasing. That's just me. Shooting, stabbings, and murders to kill, injure, and intimidate those who would interfere with their enterprise. Now, here's what occurred to me when I saw this story. If you're going to prison for life, you might want to talk to your friends about maybe giving you a new nickname. Because when you check into cell block D in maximum security and they say, so what do they call you on the street? It'd be best if you didn't have to answer, Butt Juice. You know, you kind of like look around like Richard Pryor checking into prison. Butt Juice? Because nobody's going to ask you why they call you that. They're just going to assume. They're just going to come to conclusions on their own. They're going to leap to conclusions that you probably don't want them leaping to. Butt juice on his way to prison, possibly for life. No lock on his cage, as I'm telling you. I wonder if his kids will be taken away from him when he goes to prison. Butt juice. He's going to prison for life. Whew. WFLA out of Florida, Bill would keep, this is legislation being introduced there, not somebody named Bill. Bill would keep Trump off of the 2020 ballot unless he releases his tax returns. This is Democrats have gone crazy. They've turned their, and I've been saying this for years. Leftism is the precursor of third worldism. Where you have increasing levels of leftism, you have increasing levels of third worldism. The left third worldizes every country they sink their teeth into. And they've sunk their teeth into the Democratic Party here in the United States. And they're working real hard day and night to wreck this place in myriad ways. Open borders, bankrupting us, it goes on and on. Boys and girls aren't boys and girls anymore. My son, who thinks he's a girl, is showering with your daughter because we're confused. So you have to, Christmas is an abomination. Put up billboards in Dallas that say boycott church. It's all fake news at Christmas time. And that's fine with the Democrat mayor. But you put up a billboard quoting John Jay for a Supreme Court justice saying America is a Christian nation, and they tear the billboard down. You know, that's the Taliban. That's not the Democrat Party. All right? The Democrat Party is dead. Today's party is something other than the Democrat Party of John F. Kennedy, even of Bill Clinton. But setting that aside, the Rhode Island Senate has passed a bill that would require presidential and vice presidential candidates to file 5 years' worth of tax returns in order to appear on the state's ballots. The Senate voted 33-3. That's a pretty overwhelming vote to pass the measure. A House version has been held in a committee. Senate spokesman Greg Pear says if the bill becomes law, President Donald Trump would not appear on a future ballot unless he filed his returns. Now, here's the thing. They'd lose that in court. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, and I know that this is just insane. It's not a requirement. It is a custom. It has become a practice. And President Trump didn't follow that practice, as he has not followed so many other practices. And they really want to shore up the status quo. You know, the old news media that used to want to, tear it down. When there's a Republican in, they want to tear down the system. When there's a Democrat in, they want to preserve and protect the status quo. Aren't they amazing? Yes, they are. So this is silly. It won't appear on the... Oh, no, you could lose Rhode Island. don't you guys know that nobody cares about you in presidential elections? You're Rhode Island. Democrats don't even go there. What do they care? You're the tiniest state in the... come on. It's a pretty state, though. It's a nice state. It's a lovely state, in fact. But they apparently have 33 silly people in the Senate.
Yeah, he won't appear on the ballot because I didn't vote for him. Oh, I don't know.
Now, here's the greatest story, I think, of the last couple of days. There was the ball got rolling on this. We're Nazi Germany. That's what the Democrats have concluded. This whole thing got rolling because someone released a photo a couple of weeks ago now, 2 to 3 weeks ago, of the two young girls laying face down inside of a chain link containment area, which we have described as a cage. This is what we're calling it, a cage. And it's kind of a cage. It's like a storage locker cage. But and they're sleeping. These schoolgirls are sleeping there because somebody apparently catapulted them across the Rio Grande, and they landed in the desert like Wile E. Coyote, and the Border Patrol had to come along and pick them up, and then they gave them a nice chain link place to sleep. Maybe we should buy a bunch of Motel 6s along the border, and the Democrats would be happy. But they wouldn't be, because they just want to let everybody go. They want an open border. But that's where the thing got rolling. And then we learned only days later that that picture was from 2014. And Barack Obama brutally beat those girls with a blackjack. They were covered with welts and bruises. He did it himself. And then he threw them in that cage brutally, harshly, kicked them to the ground, used a truncheon on them, and then locked them in that cage with a padlock. And then he walked away laughing and high-fiving some Nazis, I think is what happened. But, of course, when we found that out, they said, well, you know, the left said, well, we'll find something else. Okay. So then they went and they got a bunch of pictures, and they spread those pictures around. Well, all those pictures are from 2014. All these pictures we've been seeing are from 2014, just by the way. And the Democrats don't care because the truth is not really in vogue these days. Then they found this story that we had this idiot crying or yelling at, you know, what's his name, Corey Lewandowski, the other day, because he said, wop, wop, said there was a girl because this guy, whatever his name is, who is just a silly person, he was very emotionally distraught because he had read a story about a 10-year-old girl with Down syndrome who had been, quote, ripped from her mother's arms, which, of course, led Peter Fonda to call for Barron Trump to be ripped from his mother's arms, thrown into a cage, and repeatedly sodomized by gay pedophiles. I think that was the thrust, if you will, of Peter Fonda's addition to the public discourse, his contribution. And the Democrats are fine with that. The news media is fine with that. They're good with that. They're also not reporting the manhunt underway for the would-be Trump assassin because, you know, why would they care about that? There's no drama there. Yeah, that would be a great drama story for cable TV. They could go hour to hour and minute to minute, panel to panel on CNN. They could have panels discuss it all day long. It would be very dramatic. If the person were stalking Barack Obama, that's the coverage that we'd be getting, but he's stalking Donald Trump. The U.S. Marshals are after him. It would be great drama. You could have Tommy Lee Jones in to talk about it. They could show scenes from The Fugitive, you know, in the tunnel at the dam. I don't care. You know, they could show all kinds of good stuff. But they don't really care about that because that's not the business there. Well, it turns out that the girl with Down syndrome was with her mother being smuggled by a coyote. That's a person who's smuggling human beings. And when the Border Patrol got them, well, they want the woman to testify against the coyote. It's too dangerous to let her go. And so she was taken into detention, not as a prisoner, but as a basically for her protection, as a confidential informant, as a witness in a case where the people she will be hopefully testifying against are extremely dangerous people. And by the way, the Democrats support that extremely dangerous industry of human smuggling and child sex trafficking and children dying in the desert and being left in the desert and all that. So they're fine with that. Don't worry about that. There are political points to be scored here. They want to see more of that, so they incentivize that. And the child with Down syndrome, 10 years old, was in fact separated because we don't have family jail in the United States. Democrats say they'd like family jail, but then you say, okay, now we've got family jail. And they say, well, that's no good. You got to let them all go because they're lying all the time. It doesn't matter what you give them. They want more or they want something else because they're not truthful people. They're weasels, and they have a weaselly political agenda, and they will say anything that is politically expedient in that moment because they're somewhat sociopathic, I believe, also. So the story that we were fed with the hysterical person on Fox News with the wop-wop and Corey Lewandowski, which just, oceans of ink were spent on that story, and then it turns out that it wasn't at all what they said it was. But never mind that because they don't care. They just move on and stop talking about it. Now they've got the new one, the cover of Time magazine. They had the picture of the girl crying at the border while dad was being patted down. Because, by the way, they're breaking laws. Now, if you drove around Washington, D.C. last night with a camera crew and a police radio or with, doing jump outs with the police, a ride along, then you would have seen the same thing in Washington, D.C. last night on a number of occasions, where there are people being arrested with their children present, and their children are not happy because the police are frisking and handcuffing mommy or daddy, and the children are crying. That happened last night in Washington, D.C. more than once. That happened last night in Washington, D.C. more than once, and across the country an untold number of times. Okay? That's just the way it is. I was talking about a police friend of mine who was telling me about the innumerable times, the myriad times, that he and his police career, 25-year police career, has arrested mommy or daddy or mommy and daddy at the same time while children are there crying or attacking the police or, you know, hurting themselves or breaking things or whatever. And you have to call, see if grandma can come. No grandma, no aunt. Here comes child services. Happens all the time. Democrats don't care about that. Happened 20,000 times, more than 20,000 times in 2016, where children taken by the police, because the parents were arrested, had to be turned over to foster care more than 20,000 times in the United States, having nothing to do with crossing the border, right? But never mind that. Now they've got this new one where picture, still photo, you know, it's the guy standing in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square. It's the girl running away from the napalm attack in Vietnam. It's the power of the still photo. But they're fake, you know, the two girls in the cage. Well, that was misrepresented to us. All liberal arguments are based on misrepresentations, falsehoods, and outright lies. The kids in the cage, that happened during Obama. All the other pictures you're seeing with the Mylar blankets, that, gosh, those are space age, wrapped up like hot dogs. That all happened during Obama, but that's okay. The kid with Down syndrome, sold to us as being pride from her mother's arms. She's a confidential witness against these gangsters that are human smugglers. Can you imagine being in that business? What kind of scar-faced, one-eyed, toothless, tattooed psychotics are in the human smuggling, human trafficking, child sex trafficking business? Can you imagine the kind of people you're dealing with there? Most of us can't imagine the kind of people you're dealing with there. Now, that said, the latest one, we have the little girl standing there crying while dad is being frisked. Turns out this one is also just not what it was being sold as. But the U.S. media didn't find out. The Daily Mail out of Great Britain, the U.K., they went down. And they interviewed Dad, who remains in Honduras, where he's a boat captain in a coastal town. And he's got a good job, and he's pretty happy. He thinks things are pretty good. Maybe their marriage isn't great, because on June 3rd at 6 a.m., she bugged out, mom, with the two-year-old, and made the trek, El Norte, to the United States of America, 1,800 miles with the baby girl. And Dad is named Dennis. Dennis, who works as a captain at a port on the coast of Puerto Cortez, explained that things back home were fine, but not great, and that his wife was seeking political asylum. Wait a minute. Fine, but not great? You know, I live in Washington, D.C., where things are fine, but not always great. You know, you can't go to a Mexican restaurant on 14th Street without a mob of socialists accosting you. If you don't have armed security, it could lead to bad things. Things are fine, but not great. So she left. Well, wait a minute. What's the standard for asylum? My husband says things are fine, but not great? I think that would make about 6.5 billion people eligible for entry to the United States of America. We only have so much space. Also, funny story in the Washington Post today. Why do we need more people here? By Michael Anton. Well, maybe that's the first question.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Reese and Irby's here, the world's first and only frozen yogurt and ice cream dispensing robot franchise. Today we're talking with Peter Shapiro, one of our 235 national franchisees. What drew you to starting a Reese and Irby's franchise?
You know, I immediately saw the potential behind the technology.
interactive touchscreen ordering, customized flavor combinations, robotic delivery, music and animation.
What excites you about the potential of your Reese and Irvy's franchise?
Well, it's the support and value we see from Reese and Irvy's, from marketing, training, securing high traffic locations such as malls and universities, to logistics support. They've just made it easy.
Would you recommend a Reese and Irvy's franchise to others?
Absolutely. Look, I now own a business that drives revenue 24/7 with no employees or additional labor. Would I recommend one? I already have.
Interested in a Reese and Irvy's franchise of your own? Simply go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 4000 to learn more. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 4000.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
Things are fine, not great, you know. But his wife is seeking political asylum. Left on the 1,800-mile journey with the baby girl on June 3rd at 6 a.m., and he's not heard from them since, so he was comforted to see the news reports about them. Hey, look, there they are. They're fine. They're looking good. And by the way, they were never separated. They were never, not for 10 seconds were they separated. The child was never separated from the parent, from the mom. Wah, 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 wah. Isn't it amazing? But they don't care. They just don't care. I was on the television last night with a Hillary Clinton on the Fox News Channel on the Shannon Bream Show late at night. And I was on with a Hillary Clinton mouthpiece by the name of Felipe Reyes. Felipe. Philippe Reyns. And Philippe Reyns, he was trying to make the case. I said, look, the photo is phony. They were never separated, so they don't make the case. So they just crossed the country illegally, and they got nabbed, which is, you know, we have laws. I don't know if you guys are aware. They don't believe that we should have borders or laws because they're insane. And Philippe Reyns said, look, don't get all caught up in whether this girl was separated from the mother or anything like that. It's not about that. It's about the iconic image having an impact on people's emotions.
The truth of the matter is simple. There are more than 2,000 of those little girls that have been separated from their parents.
Are they all girls?
To nitpick about the iconic photo rather than the powerful message that it's capturing, that what's happened these last few weeks has just gone to the heart of problem of who we are as a country, who we let in, how we treat them. I don't think the point is that particular girl. She didn't look very happy to me.
Yeah, she didn't look very happy. It's an iconic photo. Let's not nitpick about whether the child was separated from the mother, whether she's fleeing gang violence, whether any of your arguments are true. Let's not nitpick about that. That's nitpicking, according to the Hillary mouthpiece. It's an iconic photo. Again, it's like the guy standing in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square. But if we later learned that he was with the tank division and he was just directing traffic, it would change the nature of that photo, I think. You know, call me old school, but I think that'd make the photo very different.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.